Bump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
Well, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have taken the court 31 times this volleyball season, and 31 times they've entered to the locker room with a victory. That's right, the Thunderbirds are 31-0 coming into the state volleyball tournament in Lincoln. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight we are in the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. First round action, Class C2 of the Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament. Very pleased to have seated right next to me, Sunny 101.3's Dylan Hendricks. Dylan, it's been a long wait here. We're a little late getting started tonight.
It is, and for the Teethers, it's been a really long wait. You know, a team that's lost in the district final the past 2 years, and they haven't made it here to Lincoln first time since, 2008, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it's been that long ago. What's holding us up here, or what held us up? This was supposed to start at 5 o'clock. The match ahead of us here between Sheldon and Central Valley, Sheldon pulled off the reverse sweep. They fell behind 2 sets to none, came back and won 3 in a row. So it took 5 sets to complete that one, and that pushed us back about a half hour on our start time. This was scheduled for a 5 o'clock first serve. We're about 10 minutes away from introduction of starting lineups, and then we'll get this thing underway. Recapping some of the action played this afternoon that we've been witnessing here, all of these games in Class B1, it was Amherst over Cross County 3-1. DMF, our friends at Exeter Milligan Friend, defeated Ansley Litchfield 3-0. Overton over Southwest 3-1. And then, as we mentioned, Sheldon, the reverse sweep over Central Valley, 3-2. So those are the four teams that have advanced in Class D1. Here in Class C2, the game coming up, we're going to bring you Johnson County Central facing UTAN. Johnson County, the number one seed. UTAN, the number eight seed. Following this, Freeman will face Thayer Central. Meanwhile, over on the South Court, simultaneous with our game, it'll be Guardian Angel Central Catholic of West Point. They're the number two seed facing Oakland Craig. That'll be followed by Norfolk Catholic and Laurel Concord Coleridge. Those are the teams involved in the Class C2 brackets. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber. They are the presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast.
A couple of our other sponsors of tonight's broadcast: Community Medical Center, Auburn Insurance Service, Western National Bank, Shark Auction Services, Johnson Quick Stop, Johnson County Hospital, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and Napa Auto Parts in Tecumseh.
A few things about the Johnson County Thunderbirds. Most of our listeners, I'm sure, have been following them all season. You're aware of this, but they are 31-0. They have played 81 sets of volleyball, and their record in sets is 76-5, Dylan. They lost 2 sets to Freeman on 2 separate occasions. They lost 2 sets to Elmwood Murdoch, who they eliminated in the district final, and their other loss was to Thayer Central. Now, it's interesting to point out that both Freeman and Thayer Central are in this tournament. They're here in Lincoln also. Those are the only two teams, or the only three teams, rather, that were able to even take 1 set from Johnson County Central. So it's been a heck of a season for these young ladies. We have been watching them here for the last, 45 minutes. Our match on the North Court, where we're playing, got over in 4 sets. But they still had to go to 3 sets, rather. They had to go 5 sets on the South Court. So we ended up with about 45 minutes to kill. The girls came out, warmed up. They left the court, sat down a while, got up and warmed up again, and then it went to a 5th set. They had a seat for the 3rd time, and now they're up finally getting ready to play some volleyball here.
And it's interesting that you bring up, you know, the Freeman and Thayer Central losses. Both of those teams on Johnson County Central side of the bracket. So if the T-Birds were to win today, they'd take on either Freeman or Thayer Central tomorrow.
And if you're not familiar with Thunderbird volleyball, if you have not been following, perhaps some of our Fall City listeners joining us this evening, they pack a 1-2 punch here in Ashley Beathy and Harley Lubin. Some numbers: Beathy hitting 405 on the season, Lubin hitting 306. Beathy with 533 kills, Harley Lubin 264 kills. Now, if that 1-2 punch isn't enough, imagine you're up here a front row middle blocker and you're trying to stop Lubin and Beathy. About that time, you take your eye off the ball and Molly Weber pounds it down your throat. Molly Weber is the third leg of this three-headed monster here. She's got 154 kills. Not quite as many big numbers as Beatley and Lubin, but believe it, Molly Weber is a very big part of this offense with her attacking. And as in most cases in this game, it all starts with a good center, and that's Riley Welinczak. She's only a sophomore, 5'9", and she is able to set these girls. It seems like they maybe have a sixth sense. They've played long enough together now. They communicate very well. You watch Riley Welinczak. She'll set the ball, and sometimes they let it hang up there, and Beatley will wait for it to come down and hammer it. Other times they'll go with a quick set. She's not afraid to do a back set here to this right side. Anything can and will happen once they get a good pass over to Riley Welinczak. And she uses her hitters so well. She spreads the ball around, and you got to kind of pick your poison on who you're going to try and block up there. So we've had a chance to do them a couple, three times already on the air this year. It's been our pleasure to follow the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. You know, this is kind of near and dear to me. I live in the Johnson County Central School District. Having grown up in Elk Creek, this is kind of my hometown high school right now in Johnson County, so fun to be here in Lincoln with the girls tonight. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and talk about the starters for both of these teams, and we'll take a look in a little bit and tell you something about the UTAN Chiefs. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout, live from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. You're listening to coverage of State Volleyball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back courtside here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the introduction of the starters. And you've been looking at some numbers here for the Chieftains, Dylan.
Yeah, and it's a Chieftains offense that will run a two-setter system. Ava Fry, just a freshman, with 246 assists on the year, along with Morgan Long, who's just a sophomore. So a really young group of setters, Long with 395 assists on the year. When they're in the attack, watch for the name Miley Takata. Takata, 364 kills on the year. She leads the team in kills. Emily Tetterman, Jersey Daniels, and Madison Wilson are some other names you can be expecting to hear tonight from the Chieftains.
Well, what that tells us, when you look at four girls with that many kills, they're spreading the ball around. You know, unlike Johnson County Central, I mean, let's face it, Ashley Beatty is the big gun. She's the number one hitter, number one in kills by a mile, and Lubin right there in support as the second of that 1-2 punch. But it doesn't look like the Chieftains maybe have that that big gun out there, but they spread it around a lot, and we'll see what happens. Getting ready for the introduction of the starters. Now, this is a two-court setup. We're located on the north court here at PBA. I think they will introduce all the starters for all four teams, and while they're introducing the starters on the other court, our girls just have to stand around here and look across the net at one another. Once again, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects, building community. You know, this is a big weekend for sports here on Sunny 101.3. Hopefully, we plan to be back here again tomorrow afternoon for a 1 o'clock first serve if the T-Birds are successful this evening. And then, Dylan, you and I will be hopping aboard the stagecoach and heading over to Missouri. Not as far away as it sounds. We'll be going to Rockport, Missouri. We'll head down Highway 2 to Nebraska City and catch I-29. We've got Missouri football playoffs, eight-man football, live from Rockport tomorrow night. A 7 o'clock kickoff for that one at Rockport. They'll be hosting Nottoway Valley. Now, Nottoway Valley is a co-op, but two or three high schools went together over there. West Nottoway, Nottoway Home. Anyway, they call themselves now Nottoway Valley. They are the Thunder. And they will be in Rockport. Rockport, of course, undefeated. We had a chance to see them last weekend and been over there a couple of times. And that's going to be some fun football. And then, as we said, if Johnson County can get a win here tonight, we'll be right back in Lincoln again on Saturday, either at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock with the Thunderbirds. So we're hoping for a very busy weekend. It's all, of course, based on Johnson County Central getting a win here tonight, and then we'll go take it from there, and we'll be very busy. I think we've got time for another one-minute timeout. We're going to take a 60-second break here while they introduce the starters. Then we'll come back and have more live from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's state tournament volleyball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we're continuing with the introduction of the, not just the starting lineup, but every player in the lineup on all four of these teams. As we get set here with the U10 Chieftains and the JCC Thunderbirds over on the South Court, Freeman is getting set to play Thayer Central. That's a pair of teams at Johnson County. I checked that. That's going to be Guardian Angel and Oakland Craig are getting set to play over there. Freeman and Thayer Central will come up and follow our match. We want to take a minute and say hi to all the guys that are out there in the combines tonight. I know there's a lot of people picking corn on my drive up here from Lincoln. There's a lot of corn still standing in the fields. So I wouldn't be surprised if in Johnson County tonight we don't have a few combine radios and maybe some tractor radios with the grain cart all tuned into Sunny 101.3. We know you had a choice tonight, and we appreciate the fact that you have chosen your hometown radio station, Sunny 101.3, for your live coverage of tonight's state tournament volleyball matchup. Dylan?
A couple of our sponsors we want to thank before the game kicks off tonight, the Grain Bin and Tecumseh. Ring Seed, call Vern Kettlehake for your seed needs. Brinkman Brothers, Weary Mortuary, Ace Hardware, and Tecumseh Federal Bank.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the U10 Chieftains. I'll go with Emily Teeterman, Peterman, 5'7", Eddie Jr., an outside hitter. Ava Frost, one of the two centers, just a freshman at 5'5", 246 assists. Interesting that she's got 92 kills, too. She must be a little sneaky on dinking it over the net. Finally, Dakota. Dakota is a 5'11", a senior outside hitter. Ellison Kirchman, a senior at 5'4", is a defensive specialist. Kenzie Govier. Govier is a libero, 5'7", and a senior. Madison Wilson, a middle hitter, 5'9", and a senior. And Morgan Long, 5'7", a sophomore, is the other setter. Again, the Chieftains 21-7 coming into this one. Starting lineup for your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Charlene Bobadilla, 5'7", and a senior. Riley Wellensack is the center. She's just a sophomore at 5'9". Molly Weber, 5'10", and a junior, a middle blocker. Molly hitting .355 on the year on attack. Sophie Smith is a libero. She's young, a sophomore, 5'8". Carly Lubin is a senior. She's 5'11", senior, hitting .306 on the season. Reese Carter is a libero and defensive specialist. She's 5'7", and a sophomore. And Ashley Beefy, a 6'3", senior, outside hitter, 533 kills, 281 digs. Dylan, she's averaging 17.2 kills per match, and a lot of those matches were only two-set matches through the season. So think what she's accomplished here.
Yeah, and that's what makes Johnson County Central, I think, so tough, is when you try to focus all your attention on Ashley Beefy, then you got, you know, Lubin and Weber, who are both hitting over 300 themselves, and they come up. It's just a tough attack to stop.
What I love to watch is watch Riley Wellensack, the sophomore setter. She has this vision where she's able to look across the net and find that donut hole in the defense. And we watched her both in the ECNC tournament and the district tournament. How quickly she tips that thing over the net and drops it down. Dylan, it's been a long wait. We were supposed to have first serve about 45 minutes ago. We finally have completed all of the pregame pageantry, and we're going to get down to doing what we came here for, and that's to win some volleyball games. Johnson County Central, again. Bobadilla, Wallencheck, Weber, Smith, Lubin, Carter, and Beefy on the floor. Teeterman, along with Fry, Dakota, Kirchman, Govier, Wilson, and Long on the floor for the U-10 Chieftains. Johnson County Central in their black shorts, red jerseys with the black numerals. U-10 in all black here, black shorts, black shirts with white numerals. We're ready to get underway. It's Class C2 State Tournament Volleyball Action. Live on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Fall City. And Tecumseh, serving for U-10, Morgan Long. Long serving, we're ready to get underway. Beefy and Lubin in the back row along with Smith to receive. Lubin receives, passes it forward to Wellensack. She'll set Beefy. Beefy has to put a free ball over the net. There's a set to the far side. A little dink is over. Picked up and the kill will go to Ava Fry. Fry gets the kill. U-10 goes out on top 1-0 over the undefeated JCC Thunderbirds. Again, back to serve is Morgan Long. In the back row, Lubin, Beefy, and Smith waiting for the serve. Received by Lubin. She gets it up. Smith with the pass forward. Another free ball put over by Beefy. They'll send it to the Fry once again. There's a swing from Fry on the right side. Couldn't get it. Beefy has to get it into Carter Reese. She gets it across the net. Into the middle. A big swing into the net. Attack error by Madison Wilson. Point Johnson County Central.
It's a UTM team that doesn't have a lot of height, and so you might see a couple of those attack errors tonight hitting the net.
Molly Weber to serve now for Johnson County Central. We're even at one apiece here in the first set. Weber serve goes to the right rear corner. They get it forward to Long. Long with the set onto the far side. The set goes to Teeterman, and Teeterman will get the kill. UTM goes up 2-1 here early in set number one. Emily Teeterman, 5'7 junior, back to serve now for the Chieftains. Here's Teeterman serve. The overhand comes to Lubin. She receives forward to Wellensack. Wellensack sets Beefy with a big swing and a kill. Beefy put it off the block of Ava Fry, and Fry had no chance at all with her size of stopping that one. She's only 5'5", going up there trying to block Beefy at 6'3". Serving for Johnson County Central, Riley Wellensack, 5'9", sophomore. Wellensack 834 assists as their center. Here's her serve to the back row middle. Long sets to the near side. The swing by Dakota. Dakota got it into the back row with the kill. She came into this match with 364 kills. Their leading hitter, make it 365. She got that one down in the back row. 3-2, UTAN up by one. The libero back to serve now. That's Kenzie Govier. Govier serving from the back row on the right corner. Back row picked up by Beethy to Wellensack. She will set Beethy with the swing. I believe that one went into the net. Beethy just hit it on the tape, and it comes down on Johnson County side.
And for the T-Birds, just kind of settle down here. 4-2 is our score early in the first set.
Govier back serving once again for the Chieftains of UTAN. Here's Govier's serve. Beethy puts it forward to Wellensack. Wellensack sets Beethy with a little dink, and she got it over. Beethy with the kill. They were expecting the big windup and the fastball, and she threw the changeup. That's the analogy I like to use for baseball. I can't think of a better way to describe it. Ashley Beefy now serving for JCC. The Thunderbirds down by one, trailing 4-3. Here's Ashley Beefy's jump serve, and it's going to be long service error. Johnson County, Point UTAN. Chieftains go up 5-3 in set number one. Ava Fry, 5'5 freshman, back to serve now for the Chieftains. Again, waiting in the back row, Lubin, Beefy, and Smith. Receiving is Smith. Dug it out nicely. Passes forward to Wellens. Sets Lubin. Lubin with a swing down the left line. This dug out nicely in the back row. Fry puts it across off the block. And the kill for Miley Dakota. Dakota got the kill. That's her second. And the score goes 6-3. An early lead for UTAN here. Johnson County Central. Unfamiliar territory. Find themselves trailing. Smith picks it up in the back row. Wellensack with the set to Beethy out of the back row. Beethy gets it deep into the back corner. We'll get a free ball back to Johnson County. Beethy receives it, passes forward to Wellensack. Wellensack takes it over and got it. She caught him sleeping. Wellensack will do that to you at least once per set, it seems like. And a great move there by Wellensack. Johnson County back within two now, trailing 6-4 in set number one. Serving for the Thunderbirds, Sophia Smith, 5'8 sophomore. She's a libero. Wearing the black jersey here this evening in Lincoln. Sophia Smith ready to come forward with her jump serve. Clears the net to the back row in the center. Had trouble handling that. It'll be a free ball coming across the T-Birds. Beatty passes forward to Wellensack. She'll send it across to Lubin. Nice block. Lubin got the up. Oh, miscommunication. They stood and watched the volleyball drop between them. Standing here on the near side was Angel Buchanan and Smith, and they just watched the ball drop between them. Serving now, Miley Dakota. Dakota serve into the back row. Big set to Beefy out of the back row into the net. Attack error.
And that's twice tonight, Ashley, hit it into the net. And just one of those things, I think, you know, different setting, different surroundings. Just need to get a little bit more comfortable.
8-4, UTAN on top here. Miley Dakota serving. Dakota to the back row. Picked up by Lubin. Passes forward to Wallensack. Set to Lubin. Lubin with a swing. Trying to get it in the back corner. They dug it out. Down to the near side. Attack coming by Teterman. Not able to handle it. Smith goes off of Smith. And the point goes to UTAN. We're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson County Central. UTAN leads set number one, 9-4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Dylan Hendricks back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Dylan, this is not the Johnson County Central team we've seen all season. They have fallen behind here early, 9-4 in set number one. Seemed just a little bit out of sync. They had a ball drop between them as they stood and looked at one another. They've had a couple of attack errors that have gone into the net and find themselves down by five. Notice, though, they come out of the huddle smiling, so they're ready to go. Dakota serving. Back row, BT receives, forward to Wellencheck. To Molly Weber. Weber dips it over and got the kill. Molly Weber's first kill of the match makes it 9-5. Johnson County back within 5. Checking in now for Johnson County to serve, Reese Carter. Carter comes into the lineup, steps to the service line, a sophomore, 5'7". Reese Carter serves, goes to the back row, dug out nicely. There's a set from long to the back row, free ball. In the back row, Carter puts it forward, Wallacek. Wallacek, an overpass. Good job by Luba to save that one and tip it back over the net. To the near side, Dakota with the big swing. Wallacek sets across for Lubin. Lubin with a try for the kill. Picked up in the back row by Fry. Fry brings it across to Dakota. Back row, Beatty receives. Forward it comes. Sent to Molly Weber. Weber got blocked. With the block was Jersey Daniels. Daniels blocked Molly Weber back across. Point goes to UTAN. 10-5, Chieftains have doubled up the score now on your Thunderbirds here in set number one.
This is a Chieftain team who's not going to be phased kind of by the bright lights here. UTAN, actually, a fun side story, is the one who knocked Johnson County Central out of the district finals 2 years ago.
Allison Kirchman, just 5'4". She's a senior defensive specialist. Back to serve for the Chieftains. Kirchman, BT receives, forward to Wallacek. Set to Weber. Weber has to just tip it across a free ball. Now they set it to the near side. That's Fry on the set. Dug out by Smith, back row. Pass comes forward to Wellencheck. Back row set to Beefy. Beefy puts it deep in the back. They dig it out to the near side. Dakota. Dakota blocked nicely by Weber. They pick it up in the back and into the net. Point Johnson County Central. Weber with a great block on that one, Dylan. Now serving Johnson County Central, Harley Lubin. She's hitting 308 in the front row there on the attack. Here's Lubin served to the back row. That's Fry the setter. Fry with not a good set, but they get it across. Smith picks it up. Set to Beefy. Beefy with the hard swing. Goes to the back. Picked out. Dug out nicely. From the back row, Dakota. Couldn't get it down. That was Dakota's swing. Now Beefy tries to put one down deep. They chase it down. Going to be a free ball coming across to JCC. Lubin passes forward. Wellencheck. Set to Beefy with a kill. Beefy. Looked like Andy Jackson on that one.
Much better passing that time for the T-Birds.
10-7, Johnson County Central battling back into this thing. They were down by 5 earlier, 9-4. Here in set number one, state volleyball tournament. There's one that's out in the back row. A little too hard there for Ava Fry. And it's 10-8, Johnson County back within 2. Harley Lubin to serve. Lubin, senior, 5-11. There's her serve. Just clears the tape. Fry with the set to the near side, Dakota, to Teeterman, rather. There's Molly Weber trying to dink one across, dug up by Teeterman. Now Teeterman on the swing on the near side. Pass it forward to Wallacek. Sets across to Beasley. Beasley hammers one down in the corner. In the deep corner, left side, got it just inside the line. JCC back within 1 now at 10-9. And here come the Thunderbirds. Continuing to serve is Harley Lubin. Lubin serve. Back row, pass forward to Fry. Fry sets it in the middle. Oh, not able to handle that one was Lubin. And with the kill was Madison Wilson. Point goes to UTAN, 11-9. JCC, they have trailed throughout this set, down by 2. Serving for UTAN is Morgan Long. Long, the other setter, 395 assists. Here comes Long serve. Picked up by Lubin, passes forward to Wellencheck, sets it across. Beefy will put a free ball over the net. Now Long sets to the near side. A great block by Beefy. He blocked Ava Fry across the way. Smith passes forward, Wellencheck sets Beefy. Beefy tries to tip one over and got him with a changeup. Long tried to get a hand under there to get the pancake under it, couldn't get it. Give the kill to Beefy. What's she at here for kills now?
That's her 5th kill of the night.
All right. 11-10, JCC back within 1. They battled from 5 down here. Oh, just over the net. Weber barely got it over to hit the tape. Back row, Lubin passes forward. Wellencheck set. Beefy with a kill. Oh, my goodness. Beefy put that one right in the grill of Morgan Long. Morgan Long went into a defensive posture, not knowing what to do with that one, and we're tied at 11. A couple of more swings like that from Beefy. That'll get those girls' attention. Molly Weber serving for Johnson County. We're all even at 11 apiece here in set number 1. On the near side, into the back row. Lubin passes forward to Wolinczek, set to Beatty. Beatty tries to go down the line. She'll get the kill once again. And again, Morgan Long just not able to handle that big swing from Ashley Beatty. JCC with their first lead of the set, up 12-11.
And the Chieftains know where it's going. It's just tough to stop.
Molly Weber continues to serve. She's just a junior. She'll be back next year. Weber served to the back row, Long with the set. Long sets to the far side to fly. There's a nice block by Bobadilla. Bobadilla got up and put that one right back across the net. Timeout's going to be taken by UTAN. 13-11, JCC up by two. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, seated next to Dylan Henrichs. Kurt Hillman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school volleyball. Well, after falling behind 9-4, the JCC Thunderbirds have gone on a 9-2 run, and they now are up 13-11. Here in set number one with Molly Weber continuing to serve, coming out of the timeout by the Chieftains. Molly Weber with the jump serve. Into the back row middle. They get it to Long. Long with the set for the far side. Trying to tip it over and try. Dakota, rather. Now digging it out is Teeterman. To the near side. Back row set. Big swing there by Dakota. Dug out. Now Beatty tries the tip. It's on the Chieftains to the net. Free ball. Wolinczek puts it to the back to Lubin. She'll set Beatty. Beatty gets it blocked. It comes back to her. Now trying to tip it over. Wolinczek dug out in the back. Back row, Lubin receives, puts it forward, Wolinczek, set to Beatty, they swing! Beatty, they blocked it, and it's tipped up and picked up on the near side, Teeterman to Molly Weber, Weber passes forward to Wolinczek, set to Beatty, couldn't get it down, dug out nicely, free ball comes back, Weber, again passes to Wolinczek, Wolinczek tried to tip one over, couldn't get it. Now a free ball coming back to JCC, Lubin in the back row, passes forward to Wolinczek. Wolinczek sets to Beatty. Beatty tried to get the kill. They dug it out. They're doing a good job on Beatty. Into the back row. Picked up by Reese back there. Reese Carter. Now to Beatty. Beatty tried the little soft touch. And again, Beatty puts one to the corner. They chase it down. This is going to take a big hit. Free ball. Lubin passes to Wolinczek. Wolinczek to Beatty. Beatty with it in swing. And they dug it out again. They're doing a great job on Beatty right now. Wolinczek's going to set to Beatty one more time. She'll try the dig and got it. After all those big kills by Ashley Beatty, it's a little softer. They got it down.
Everything starts with defense, and when you can pass it well, you can attack.
Yeah, she just tipped it over there very gently. Molly Weber keeps serving. JCC on a 10-2 run now. Up 14-11 is set number one. Here's Molly Weber's serve. Just cleared the tape. Picked up nicely back there by Fry. Free ball to JCC. Wolinczek sets to Bobadilla. Oh, and Bobadilla could not quite get it over and sat on the tape and came back. Back into the lineup comes Smid. Smid checks in, replacing Molly Weber now to play back row. 14-12, JCC. They trailed by 5 at 9-4. They're up by 2. Wolinczek will set Beatty. Oh, nobody going to stop that one. Beatty has found her target back there in Morgan Long. Morgan Long is just not able to react quickly enough to that powerful swing that Beatty's sending her way.
Johnson County, 15 points, Beatty, 9 kills.
Riley Wolinczek serving now for the Thunderbirds here. Wolinczek serves. They come forward to Long. Long with the set. Dakota, that one's going to be out. Point Johnson County, no touch. That was a good heads-up play there by Harley Lubin not to touch that one. Point Johnson County, 16-12. That's a 12-3 run right now for Johnson County Central. JCC is up with Riley Wolinczek serving. Long sets to Dakota. Dakota with a nice swing there. You can see why Miley Tekoda is their leading hitter with 364 in kills. That was a real heads-up play the way she tipped that one across the net. All right, now serving the libero. This is Kenzie Govier. Govier, 5'7", and a senior. Picked up in the back row by Lubin. Pass forward to Wolinczak, set to Beefy. Again in the back row, Teterman received to Long. Long sets it on the far side to Ava Fry. Here's a set to Beefy. Beefy with the swing. Picks up nicely. Long with the set to the near side to Dakota. Off the block. Picked up by Lubin in the back row. Pass to Wolinczak. Sets Beefy. Beefy with the kill. And Beefy just keeps racking him up. I guess 9 kills for her already.
10 for Beefy now.
10 already. All right. 10 kills. And we're in set number 1. Wow. Beefy came to play. Took Johnson County a little while just to get settled in here and wake up. They were down 9-4 early when they took a timeout. Now serving is Beefy, along with the set across to Dakota, blocked nicely by Lubin. They'll set that one to Teterman into the back row. Great job. Set to Lubin. Lubin locked it in. Lubin put it right over the top of Emily Teterman and Ava Fry. They were up there to block, and she just put a little warner shot over the top and dropped it down behind him. 18-13, JCC on a tear right now, serving Ashley Beefy. JCC up by 5, this is set number 1. State tournament action, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Beefy, long, Dakota. Great job by it, in the back row, picking it up by Smith. Back row set to Beefy. Beefy with another kill. Beefy has 11 kills in the first set. Not in the match, folks, in the set. Timeout's going to be taken by U10. We'll step aside also and take a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying state tournament volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram at The Grain Bin Tecumseh so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times downtown on the square in Tecumseh at The Grain Bin.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. A couple of our other sponsors tonight, Community Medical Center, Auburn Insurance Service, Western National Bank, and Shark Auction Services.
All right, Johnson County Central coming out of the timeout. They're leading 19-13 here in set number 1. Came into the tournament 31-0 undefeated. Fell behind 9-4 to start this first set, but now lead at 19-13. Ashley Beefy serving. Goes to the back row, pass to Long. Long gets the set, goes to Jersey Daniels. Daniels can't get it down. And there's a tip over to kill for Lubin. Lubin got it down. That's only her second kill, but it's been the Ashley Beefy show here. Lubin steps up when she's needed. Beefy continues to serve. JCC, first one to 20. They're up now 20-13. U-Chain looking a little bit snake bit right now. And not able to handle it. A serve for Johnson County Central by Ashley Beefy. Well, why not get an A serve? She's doing everything else here. 21-13. JCC in command now here in set number 1 with Ashley Beefy serving. Beefy serve to the back row right corner. Pass the ball forward. Dakota with the big swing. Blocked by Bobadilla. Bobadilla was there for the block. Angel Buchanan also in on it. They put it right back at Dakota. She's their number one hitter. 22-13. JCC in command. Serving. Ashley Beefy. Beefy comes forward. The big jump serve into the back corner. Dakota puts it over across the free ball. And it drops right in the middle. Johnson County kind of got caught there. Left a little hole in the middle. They dropped it in between them. So now serving for U10 will be Ava Fry, just a freshman. They got some little gals here. 5'4", 5'5". Here's Fry's serve. Picked up nicely by Lubin. She had to go down and get that. Back row to Beefy. Beefy with a attack error, put it into the net, and the point goes to U10. 22-15, JCC, 3 points away from taking the first set here in the state tournament. Serving, Ava Fry, the freshman, the setter. Here's Fry's serve. Smith passes forward to Wellensack. She'll set Lubin. Lubin with the attack. Couldn't get it down. Now Dakota with a hard swing. Oh, great job by Smith in the back row by the libero. Here's a set to Lubin. Lubin goes to the back just outside the back line. Just a shade too strong. And the point goes to Utea. JCC stuck on 22 here now. 22-16. Fry continues to serve. Lubin puts a free ball over. There's a nice swing by Dakota. Picked up nicely by Beathy. Free ball put across. No. Smith couldn't get it over the net. Point goes to UTAN. The Chieftains have a little momentum. Timeout taken Johnson County Central. 22-17. JCC up here in set number one. We're back in half a minute on 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
Sunny 101.3.
Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District on the North Court. Seated courtside, it doesn't get much better than this, Dylan Hendricks. Right up next here to the court. 22-17, Johnson County leading set number one with Ava Fry serving for the Chieftains. In the back row, they get it to the near side. Out of the back row, Beathy puts a free ball across. Here comes Dakota with a free ball. Lubin passes to Wellensack. She'll set Lubin. Lubin goes down the left corner. Couldn't get there. And a net violation is going to be called on UTEP. Point goes to Johnson County Central. Here's Molly Weber back into the lineup, replacing Bobadilla. 23-17, JCC. 2 points away from taking set number one. Serving, Sophia Smith. Smith to the back row. Dakota forward to Fry to the far right side. That's Dakota with the swing. Now to the near side. Back row picked up by Beathy. Pass forward Wellensack. Sent to Weber. Weber with that little dip. Molly Weber does that so well. We've been watching her all season. Everybody's watching Lubin. Everybody's watching Beathy. And then Molly Weber says, don't forget about me. Dink. And there it is. 24-17, set point for Johnson County. Serving, Sophia Smith, the sophomore libero. For set point, Smith comes forward with the jump serve. Back corner, left side. Pass it forward to Fry. Fry sets Dakota near side. End of the net, attack error. Point Johnson County, set Johnson County. 25-17, Johnson County Central comes from behind to take set number one. We'll take a 2 minute timeout and be back with the second set after this 2 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated since 1965, Brinkman's is committed to serving Southeast Nebraska. We deliver exceptional service from the moment you enter our showroom or visit our website throughout the life of your vehicle and beyond. For any service, parts, or vehicle purchases, we look forward to seeing you in our dealership in the near future. Go Thunderbirds!
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
For over 40 years, Kerner Ace Hardware in Tecumseh has been your hometown hardware headquarters. Family owned and operated, where customer service always comes first. From paint to plumbing, electrical to housewares, if you need it, chances are we've got it. and we're proud supporters of Johnson County Central Athletics, because around here, it's a great day to be a Thunderbird. Stop in today, Kerner Ace Hardware in Tecumseh.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Pinnacle Bank Arena is the setting tonight for Johnson County Central's first state volleyball match. Presented tonight by Meat Lumber. Meat Lumber, building more than projects, building community. That's Meat Lumber of Southeast Nebraska.
You know what I like to do when we get to the state tournament, Dylan? I like to mention the girls that aren't on the floor. They need to have their names on this recording, too, because we're recording the broadcast for posterity. Sage Rother, 5'5", senior. Stephanie Peters, a sophomore, 5'8". Angel Buchanan, 5'8", a sophomore. Peyton Brandt, a junior, or sophomore, rather, 5'11". Those girls are on this team, very much a part of it. We get ready to move to set number two. Johnson County trailed 9-4, went on a 21-8 run to finish that first set, and won it 25-17. All right, set number two coming up. On the other court, who came up over there?
Guardian Angel, Central Catholic, took down Oakland Craig that first set. Oakland Craig, though, leading the second set. Early in the second set, it's 8-6
Guardian
on the
Angel,
south court.
Number two seed in the tournament here, so that's expected, I believe, over there. All right, it'll be Harley Lubin serving. We have so much time to kill before this match, I even got a picture with Lubin and Beefy out here a minute ago. Harley Lubin serving to start set number two. Drops it down deep in the corner. Makes him work for it. Long. Back row. Smith. Receive. Passes forward to Wolitzek. Set to Beefy. Beefy. They dug her out. Now again long sets. This time a swing and the ball is out. Point Johnson County Central. Madison Wilson took a swing at that one. I wasn't sure there wasn't a touch there, but apparently not. Harley Lubin continues to serve. Her team up 1-0. Oh, service error into the net. Caught the top tape. That's got to be one of the most frustrating things for a volleyball coach to see happen. But it does. All right, serving. Emily Teeterman. Teeterman. Smith. The libero. Nice dig. Set to Beatty from Wolitzek. Beatty got the kill. Beatty now has 12 kills in this match, and we are only at 2-1 in set two.
12 kills, 1 block, 5 digs. She does it all.
Oh, she's on course now to get 30 kills of this thing if it goes three. All right, Molly Weber's going to serve for the Thunderbirds. Here's Molly Weber serving to the back row, down deep in the corner. Long has to dig it out. Dakota with a big swing. Great job in the back. There's that little dink again by Wolitzek. That time it didn't work. Fry with the swing, and she'll get the kill. Ava Fry got the kill to drop. Molly Weber leaves the game and checking into play in the back row now. Sophia Smith again, the libero.
That's where the Chieftains had success that first set, was their defense leading to offense. Playing much better defense to start the second set here.
Reese Carter had a nice dig in that last volley. Back row serve. Beefy picks it up, passes to Wolitzek, set to Beefy. Beefy goes to the corner. Nice dig in the back by Govier. There's Dakota. Oh, great job in the back by Smith. Set to Beefy. Beefy puts it in the back corner and got it down. That all started with a great job in the back row by Sophia Smith, the sophomore libero. She dug that one out somehow. They got the ball over to Beefy, and obviously Beefy knows what to do with it. She's only got 13 kills now. Wow. All right, serving. Riley Wolitzek, the center. Wolitzek with the jump serve. Just cleared the tape. Left rear corner. Dakota with the swing. Again, a great up by Smith. Smith with her second big dig. Ball put across quickly by Buchanan. And the net violation, is that what we're going to have?
She hit it out. So a little long
out.
Free ball
okay.
There.
So the point goes to Utan. All tied at three in set number two. Serving for Utan is Ava Fry. Beefy reserves, passes to Wolitzek, sets to Beefy. Beefy with the little dink. They couldn't dig it out. And Beefy, she's getting those kills every way you can.
And on that one, Beefy had the dig and the kill.
As much finesse as power on that one. No power off of them. 14 kills for Beefy. What an incredible performance for this young lady. She's headed to Midland next year to play college ball. Beefy to the back row. They sent it across to Dakota. Beefy picks it up. Wolinczak sets over here to the near side. That swing by Buchanan. Buchanan can't get it down. And that one's going to drop in the back row. Well, that time Smith couldn't get there. And the point goes to UTAN. The Chieftains have evened it up with four apiece. Dakota back to serve now for the UTAN Chieftains. Back row is Beefy, Lubin, and Smith to receive. Lubin receives, passes forward to Wolinczak. Back row set to Beefy out of the back row. Hits it deep in the back, can't get there. Fry comes across with a set to Teterman. There's a set across for Lubin. Lubin down the line in the left corner. Harley Lubin does that so well. They've got her over there just inside the antenna on the left side. She sends it right down the line and catches the left rear corner only in by 6 inches or so. Serving for Johnson County Central. Sophia Smith, sophomore libero. Here's Smith's jump serve. Drops it to the left rear corner. Fry with the set. The pass comes over to the near side. Not able to handle it. The kill for Emily Teterman. Teterman came in here, the second leading hitter. She has 104 kills on the season. And Teterman got that one to drop. We're even at five apiece here. Set number two. Johnson County took set number one, 25-17. Allison Kirchman serving. Kirchman into the back row. There's a set to Molly Weber with a big swing. Overpass. Tipped down by Buchanan. They couldn't get it. Weber comes to Wolinczak. Set goes across to Lubin. Lubin got it down in the corner. The flag. The man with the flag started to signal out. Then he said, no, it's in. Lubin just found the right rear corner, just got it on the line in the back. So serving will be Reese Carter. Carter's a sophomore, 5'7". A lot of young girls on this team. There's Reese Carter serve. Goes to the back row. Long will set it to the near side. Teterman picked up in the back row. They're going to try and set. Oh, Smith will just have to put a free ball across, and it's knocked down and blocked by Madison Wilson. Wilson will have the kill. The point goes to UTAN. A little close here again. We're even at six apiece in set number two. If you weren't with us, JCC fell behind 9-4, came back and won 25-17 by going on a 21-8 run in that first set. Oh, Beefy had to go down low to get that one. They set Beefy out of the back row. She tries to jib it in the middle. They're going to have to put a free ball across to JCC. There's a set across to Lubin on the far side. Lubin had it down into the net. They're going to get it back, and it'll be a kill for Lubin. They could not handle it. They had two or three swings at it, but it went into the net for them.
Different for that first set to this one. You know, really getting Beefy out of the back row a lot quicker this set.
Harley Lubin to serve now. Johnson County up 7-6. Here's Lubin serve back row. Dug out. Pass comes across. Free ball put across by Ava Fry. Smith passes forward. There's Molly Weber with a swing. Weber, they dug out inside the middle. Back to the row. Lubin passes forward. Wolinczak to Beefy. Beefy with a swing, and they got it. They dug it out. That was a big effort. And that time, Lubin couldn't get to it down this near line. Makes it 7-all. We're here in set number two.
Couple of shout-outs to some of our sponsors, Johnson Quick Stop, Johnson County Hospital, Chief Tecumseh, and NASA Auto Parts of Tecumseh.
Emily Teterman serving now for UTAN. In the back row, Lubin passes to Wolinczak, set to Beefy. Oh, Beefy with an attack error into the net. Beefy stuck on 14 kills here. We had two or three rallies without a kill by Beefy. 8-7, UTAN back up by one now here in the second set. Serving is Emily Teterman. Overpass, and they're going to get it to drop. Great job over there by UTAN's Miley Dakota. It was an overpass, and instead of just dinking it down, she put it into the back corner on the right side.
Great court vision.
9-7, UTAN up by two. And not able to handle it is Lubin. Ace serve for Emily Teterman. Point UTAN. 10-7 now, UTAN up by three. Coach Tim Hedger up off the bench, shouting encouragement to his girls. serving is Emily Teterman. There's Lubin. Pass forward. Set comes over to Beathy. Beathy goes to the back corner and got it down. 15 kills for Ashley Beathy, and we're only at the midway point, not even at the midway point yet, of the second set. What kind of a nicest young lady going to have if it keeps up? Molly Weber will serve for Johnson County Central. They trail by 2, 10-8. Set number 2. An overpass. Bobadilla had an opportunity, couldn't get it to fall. Dakota with a big swing. Got it down in the back corner. Dakota can play on my team. She's a good volleyball player. Miley, a senior, 5'11". That makes it 11-8 now. UTAN up by 3. Serving for the UTAN Chieftains is Kenzie Govier. Govier. Here's Govier's serve. Beathy receives it, passes to Wellensack, set to Beathy. Beathy tips it across. They dig it out on the left side. Back to Dakota. Picked up by Beathy. Overpass. Bobadilla is going to get the kill. Great job by Charlotte. She just spun around and dinked that one between two defenders at the net. She'll have the kill. JCC back within 2 now, trailing 11-9. Serving for the Thunderbirds will be Riley Wellensack. The center, Riley Wellensack, comes forward. Here's her serve, the jump serve to the back corner left row. Pass forward to Long. Long sets Dakota. Dakota picked up by Lubin. Pass forward. Beathy with a kill. Ashley Beathy absolutely owns Morgan Long on that left side. When Beathy's on the left wing and Long's in the back left rear corner, he's just not able to handle it. All right, serving, Riley Wellensack, JCC back within 1, trying to tie it up here. Long, the setter, sets it into the middle. There's a big swing and a kill for Jersey Daniels. Daniels, another young player, just a sophomore middle hitter here. That puts UTAN Chieftains back up by 2, 12-10. Set number 2, JCC leads 1-0. Serving is Ava Fry. Lubin receives in the back row, set to Beathy. Beathy. That one is just out, no touch. Beathy was looking for that left rear corner again. Just a little bit too strong. Point goes to UTAN. All right, the Chieftains up by 3, 13-10. Fry with the serve. Wellensack puts the pass across to Beathy. Beathy couldn't get that one to fall. And now Dakota comes back at him. Good job by Lubin. Smith chases it down. It'll be a free ball put across by Beathy. They'll pass it forward to Fry. Fry pass sets Dakota. Blocked nicely by Bobadilla. They'll set Dakota again. Dakota with a swing. This time Smith in the back row. Passes forward to Wellensack. Set to Beathy. Beathy with a kill. Emily Teterman had absolutely no chance to stop that one from Beathy. Put it right. Coming in ankle high. You just can't get down that quick. Yeah, if you're keeping score at home, Beathy has 17 kills. 13-11, the important number. JCC is down by 2 here in set number 2 with Beathy serving. Beathy makes it hard for him to dig it out of the back row. Fry passes forward. There's Dakota down the right side with the kill. Dakota's not going to go away. She is going to get her points. How many kills for Dakota?
Dakota's up to 7 kills on the net.
And Dakota is serving. Miley Dakota. There's the serve. Pass it forward. Set comes to Lubin, just long off the back line. No touch. 15-11. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. We'll take a timeout also. We're back in half a minute from Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to Johnson County Central State Tournament Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a bank that feels like home? At Tecumseh Federal Bank, we make banking personal. Whether you're opening a checking account or financing your dream home, our team offers local decision-making, local underwriting, and local servicing every step of the way. Plus, our easy-to-use switch kit helps walk you through the process of joining us. It's banking made simple with people who know your name. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Just like live coverage of Johnson County Central State Tournament Volleyball is brought to you in part by the Green Bend on the west side of the Courthouse Square, by Vern Kedilek, your Rink C dealer, by Brinkman Brothers, as well as Waring Mortuary, Kerner, Ace Hardware, and Tecumseh Federal Bank. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of JCC State Tournament Volleyball. 15-11, U10 up by four here, serving Miley Dakota. Dakota serve. Lubin receives back row, passes forward, Wolinczek. Back row, out of the back row, they gave it to Beefy. Attack error went into the net, and the point goes to U10. I'll tell you, the U10 Chieftains coming in here, the number 8 seed, 21-7, are making a pretty good accounting of themselves so far this evening. 8-16-11 now, up by 5 are the Chieftains. Lubin in the back row, couldn't handle it. Ace serve for Dakota. And now the momentum has definitely switched U10's way, as the Chieftains are up 17-11. They're not very big girls, but boy, they're full of fight here. Miley Dakota. Dakota serve. And it's going to be long. Service error. That helps the Johnson County Central cause. Pulls them back within 5, 17-12. We've got the JCC cheering section right behind us, and they are having a ball in Lincoln this evening. Serving for the Thunderbirds is Sophia Smith. Smith made it hard to dig out in the back. Dakota passes to the near side. Tiedemann. There's the up by Lubin. Set comes back to Lubin. Lubin tries to go down the left side. Couldn't get it. Again, Tiedemann with the swing. Back row Smith. Forward pass goes up to Molly Weber. Weber gets a kill. Great set that time by Riley Wolinczek. She and Weber were communicating, and Weber actually hit the ball on the way up, and they just weren't ready for it with the block.
And you saw the block going out to Lubin, too. That's that three-headed monster we talked about earlier.
All right, 17-13. JCC back within four here in set number two. T-Bird won the first set, 25-17. Serving Sophia Smith. They're going to set Dakota out of the back row. Free ball comes across. Weber goes across with it to Lubin. Lubin got the kill. They were watching Beefy, and Lubin is going to get her share, too. That's her seventh kill of the match. Beefy has 17. Weber's got 3. Continuing to serve. Down by 3 now are the Thunderbirds, 17-14, with Sophia Smith, the libero, serving for Johnson County Central. There's Smith's service to the back. Dakota passes forward. Set to Tiedemann. Tiedemann. Oh, she just tipped one over the block. And Lubin not able to get down and get under it. That was a nice finesse shot there by Tiedemann. All right, substitute checking in now to serve for U10. Onto the floor comes Allison Kirchman. Kirchman, a senior defensive specialist, 18-14. Oh, Lubin pulled one down that might have been out. Here's Lubin putting a free ball across. They're going to set it across. In the middle, the big swing by Wilson, and the kill, no. It was out, no touch. Point goes to JCC. Johnson County Central, back within 3, 18-13. Serving is Reese Carter. 5'7", sophomore. Reese Carter comes onto the floor. Here's her serve. Into the back row, left corner. They'll come across to Tiedemann. Free ball. Beefy, bad. That was way out. Beefy came and got it. Now go to the back row, Dakota. Dakota with a back row swing, couldn't get it. Free ball comes across. Trial set it again into the middle, this time to Wilson, and Wilson will get the kill. 19-15. U10 up by 4, threatening to take set number 2 here from the undefeated JCC Thunderbirds. Back to serve is Morgan Long, 5'7", sophomore. 395 assists as a setter. There's long serve to the back row. Received by Lubin. They'll set Lubin. Lubin with the swing. No, nice job in the back row. Dug out back there by Dakota. Free ball. Weber. Weber goes to Wolinczek. Set to Lubin. Lubin with a little tip. Not taking the big swing we're accustomed to. There's Tiedemann. Blocked nicely by Weber. They pick it up again. Free ball. Weber passes Wolinczek. Wolinczek tries a little dink. They're going to dig it out this time, though, and save it. And it's going to go off the block, off of Wolinczek. Point goes to U10. Chieftains, first one to 20 here now, up 20-15. Timeout taken Johnson County Central, 20-15. U10 leading set number 2. JCC leads one set to none. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chart Auction Service is your trusted local auction partner in Southeast Nebraska. This full-service auction team specializes in agricultural assets with proven results that add a personal touch. From live and online bidding to their easy-to-use app, Chart Auction Services makes buying and selling simple, secure, and successful. Check out upcoming auctions online at chartauction.com. Chart Auction Service. Give Clay a call today at 402-862-5903.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Henrichs back with you. We're inside Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. We're on the North Court. Johnson County Central took set number one, 25-17, but they're frankly in trouble here in set number two, trailing now 20-15, and serving will be... I believe that's going to be Long. Morgan Long serving. Received by Lubin. Free ball put across by Beathy. Now they'll set it to Dakota. The swing. Dug out nicely. Overpass. It's going to drop in front of Wellensack. And the point goes to UTAN. The UTAN Chieftains have the momentum. They are up coming out of the timeout now. 21-15. Johnson County's only lost five sets all season. In route to this 31-0 record. Serving is Morgan Long. There's Long serve. Lubin passes forward to Wellensack. She'll set Weber. Weber couldn't get much on that one. Just had to tip it across. Almost a free ball. Now Beatty passes forward to Wellensack. They'll set Lubin. Lubin takes a swing. And Lubin, they're going to dig it out. Thought she was going to get that one down. Wellensack again sets Lubin. Lubin with the swing into the corner. And a net violation. Johnson County Central. Point goes to UTAN. The UTAN Chieftains are up 22-15 here in the state tournament in set number two over the 31-0 undefeated JCC Thunderbirds. Continuing to serve is Morgan Long. Here's Long serve. Received by Lubin. Pass forward to Wellensack. Set to Lubin with the swing. Off the block. They'll pick it up. To the near side, Teterman with the swing. Blocked nicely by Weber. They chase it down. Four hits. That'll be point Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds still alive here. 22-16. T-Birds, Nina Relly here. They're down by six. UTAN just 3 points away from taking the second set. Harley Lubin will be serving. Here's Harley serve. Picked up in the back row nicely by Ava Fry. Dakota puts it across. Now they send it across to Beathy. Beathy goes for the kill and got it. That is 18 kills for Ashley Beathy in this match, and we're still playing in set number two.
Beathy finally back in the front row here. We'll see if they can get her some
play. Makes a difference when she's up there. Harley Lubin serving. 22-17, JCC. Oh, service error into the net by Harley Lubin. That hurts. Point UTAN. 23-17, Chieftain just 2 points away from evening this match at two sets at one set each. Back to serve, Teterman, Lubin, passes forward, Beatty with the swing off the block out of bounds. Wait a minute. Yeah, point went to UTAN. This will be set point for the Chieftains. 24-17, UTAN up here in set number two. Emily Teterman serving for the Chieftains. Received by Lubin. They send it across to Beathy with the swing. Beathy put it to the back row. They dug it out. Long to the near side. Dakota. Dakota. Great job in the back. Now Beathy again with the swing. Walked away. Another big dig there. Again they send it to Beathy. Beathy tips it over. Can't get it. Long to the back set. Picked up. Chased down. Won't go. Point goes to UTAN. UTAN takes set number two, 25-17. UTAN with the win in set number two. We're even at one set apiece. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with more state tournament volleyball right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your wheels need a helping hand, trust the team at Napa Auto Parts in Tecumseh. From batteries and brakes to filters, headlights, and wipers, we've got the parts to keep your car, truck, RV, or tractor running. We stock tools and equipment too, so your repair process is simple. You can order online for easy in-store or curbside pickup. Your local NAPA team is ready to serve you. So stop in today and see us at the corner of Highways 50 and 136 in Tecumseh.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in beautiful Lincoln, Nebraska, and we have a volleyball match going. We're even at one set apiece. Johnson County Central took the first set 25-17 after being down 9-4. They just lost to U10 25-17 in set number two, and Dillon, incredibly, in 31 outings, that is only the sixth, out of, what did I say, 81 sets coming in. They've played 83 sets now, and they've only lost six. So, new life for the UTAN Chieftains. They've got a lot of confidence coming out of that huddle. Johnson County, though, they look relaxed. They don't look snake bit or anything here. I think they're going to be all right. It's just getting their game going.
UTAN, much better defense that set. And that defense led to offense for the Thunderbirds. It's all about trying to keep, you know, Beefy in that front row and getting all the points you can while she's there.
Well, the Chieftain's back row had some incredible saves and digs back there on those big swings by Beefy. All right. To start off set number three, U10 will be serving Morgan Long. She finished up the last set. She'll start serving in this one. Morgan Long serving. We're even at one set apiece. We move into set number three. Lubin puts a free ball across Dakota. But check that, Tiedemann gets the kill, and that's not the way you want to start this set.
And we talked about it during the break. UTAN's serving Holly Lubin quite a bit, so yep. She's going to have her passes here the next couple
all
of
right.
sets.
Morgan Long, let's see if she comes to Lubin again here in the left rear corner. Long serving, yes she does. Lubin picks it up, puts it forward to Wolinczek. The set to Beatty. Beatty with the swing. Dug out nicely in the back row by Kirchman. Set to the back to Dakota. And Dakota is going to get there. Check that. Yeah, Dakota gets the kill. Not able to handle it was Reese Carter. And UTAN, after just taking set number two, jumped out early here, 2-0. Still serving as Morgan Long. All the momentum is with the Chieftains right now. Morgan Long with the serve. Lubin passes it forward. Wolinczek to Beefy. Beefy has to try and put a free ball over. And that was one of the few times that Wolinczek did not get the serve in place here for Beefy. Wolinczek is pretty perfect in this setting gig of hers over here, and that one just did not get there. 3-0. U10 leading set number two. We're even at one set apiece. Serving. Morgan Long picked up in the back. There's a free ball put over by Beefy. They're going to set Dakota with the swing. Oh, that was flying the block by Beefy. Beefy, they needed something good to happen here for the Thunderbirds, and that might have been it. Point Johnson County, 3-1. JCC trailing in set number 3, Molly Weber to serve. Here's Molly Weber serving for the Thunderbirds. Weber serve. Just clears the net. Dakota back row. Set to the near side. Fry. It's going to be long. It's out on the back line. Point Johnson County Central. Here come the Thunderbirds.
On the other court, Oakland Craig took set 2. They are now tied 1-1 with Guardian Angel.
Molly Weber continuing to serve. Back row in the middle. Dakota receives forward. To the near side, Fry, picked up nicely by Wolinczak. Wolinczak, they'll set Beathy. Beathy with a kill. 19 kills for Ashley Beathy in this match. And we're even at 3 apiece. That brought the entire JCC bench up off to their feet over there. Molly Weber serves for the Thunderbirds. Weber, the jump serve from the left rear corner. Put it down with the ace serve. A failure to communicate in the back row has caught for Ava Fry and Miley Dakota looking at one another. Neither one of them played the ball. Ace serve, Molly Weber. JCC, their first lead of set number 3. Here's Weber's jump serve once again to the back row. This time they pick it up. Set Dakota out of the back row. There's Lubin. Lubin, they've sent it across to Beathy for Wolinczak, and Beathy with the kill. Ashley Beathy is having fun. You see the enthusiasm when she joins her teammates for that little brief huddle after every kill. That's only 20 of them so far. All right. Serving is Molly Weber. There's Weber's serve. Dropped it in front of Dakota. She dug it out to Fry. Fry, back room, dug out there by Reese Carter. Pass it forward, Beathy. Beathy puts a free ball across. Again, they'll set it to Teterman. That one is out. Oh, they ruled that one out. I didn't see it that way.
Great serves here for Molly Weber.
Wow, we'll take it. Point Johnson County Central. You couldn't blame UTAN if they were a little upset on that last one. 6-3, JCC up by 3. Molly Weber continuing to serve. She's got the momentum. Long puts it to Dakota, back row. There's Wolinczak with a set. Bobadilla trying to go to the corner. They dug it out. It'll be a free ball coming back. Again, Weber passes to Wolinczak. Across to Beathy. Beathy got blocked that time. Great job on the block there by Madison Wilson. Wilson's a 5'9 senior. That is no easy task the way Beathy's been delivering that swing. 6-4, JCC up by 2 in set number 3. We're even at 1 set apiece. Serving is Emmy Teterman. Beathy receives the serve. Now they'll set Beathy from Wolinczak. Beathy. Oh, free ball comes across. Nice job. Again, they set Beathy. Beathy with a little dink. Dug it out. Dakota picked up. Not a chance for Smith to get there. Beathy went after it. Great job by Dakota. Miley Dakota with 364 kills coming into this one. It's easy to see why. She's a 5'11 senior, the tallest girl on their team. And she's a volleyball player. Lubin receives the back row, passes forward to Wolinczak, set to Beathy. Beathy has to dink a little underhanded free ball across. That's Dakota. Lubin comes after it. Reese Carter with a great job. Free ball put across by Wolinczak. They were lucky to get out of that one. There's another set and a kill, this one by Madison Wilson. And we're even at 6 apiece. The UTAN Chieftains are giving the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central a battle. We're even at 1 set apiece, and now we're even at 6 apiece in set number 2. Emily Teterman to serve. Lubin back row, passes it forward. Beathy with the swing. Beathy just out on the back line. Attack error for Beathy. Point goes to UTAN. Chieftains go back up now by 1-7-6 here in the second set at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Emily Teterman is serving for UTAN. Beathy receives, puts it forward. They'll set Beathy. Beathy with the big swing and picked up in the back row. Free ball comes across. There's Reese Carter receiving. Reese Carter sets it to Beathy again. Beathy tries to dink and got it. 21 kill for Ashley Beathy. And that evens the set at 7 apiece now. Here in set number 3, we're even at 1 set apiece in this match. Serving for Johnson County Central, Riley Wolinczak. This is fun stuff, huh? Here's Wolinczak served to the back row. Barely handled back there. Big swing comes across. Great job by Lubin. chance. Lively, free ball across, not able to get there with Smith, and the point goes to UTAN. Chieftains back up by one, 8-7 here.
Couple sponsor shout-outs, your Community Medical Center, Auburn Insurance Service, Western National Bank, and Sharp Option Service.
Now serving is a libero, Kenzie Govier, 5'7 senior. Govier serve, comes to Lubin, set it to Wolinsek, to Beathy. Beathy down the corner, she'll get it off the touch. Point, Johnson County Central, 22 kills for Ashley Beathy. Well, you pointed that out, almost every serve goes to Harley Lubin.
Yeah.
Almost every one. Beathy to serve now. We're even at 8 apiece here in set number 3. Ashley Beathy. Outside hitter, a senior. There's her serve. Setting is Morgan Long. Long sets to Fry. It's going to be out long. Too much gunpowder for Ava Fry on that one. Ava Fry is a 5'5 freshman. She does not play like a freshman. I'll tell you. Standing right in there. All right, Beathy continues to serve. JCC now up by one, 9-8 here in set number 3. Beathy serve to the back row. Morgan Long sets Dakota. Dakota goes to Beathy back row, set to Lubin. Lubin puts one across. Oh, they saved it, but barely. Free ball comes across. Nolensek set to Lubin. Lubin with a swing off the block, got the kill. Harley Lubin with her 8th kill of the match. Makes it 10-8. Johnson County Central now has a little bit of momentum here in this third set, up by 2. Ashley Beathy continues to serve for the Thunderbirds. Beathy with the big jump serve, 6-3. Deep to the back row. Long with the set to Coda. Great job by Beathy to dig it out. Set comes across to Lubin. Lubin, oh, they dug it out nicely. Again, Morgan Long with the set. And picked up over there by Bobadilla. Now the set comes to Lubin. Lubin with a swing, back row to Libero. Govier is there to get it. Now Bobadilla tries to put it down. She can't get it. Swung with the set, and point comes to Johnson County Central. Bobadilla was up there doing battle with Jersey Daniels. Daniels must have got into the net. Point Johnson County. That puts the Thunderbirds up by 3, 11-8 in set number 3. We're even at one set apiece. Continuing to serve is Ashley Beathy, the senior. Beathy serve. Drop that one in short. They dig it up. There's Morgan Long across to Fry. Into the back row, Beathy passes forward. Wolinsek set to Lubin. Lubin with a rocket across there, but they dug it out in the back row. There's Dakota. Dakota got it to the back. Beathy got it up. There's a little dink over by Wolinsek. Couldn't get it down. Again, Long is going to set Fry. Coming over to the near side, getting it. Wolinsek. Free ball put across nicely by Schmidt. Set into the middle. Blocked nicely by Beathy. Still really still alive. Free ball. Beathy puts it forward. Across to Lubin. Lubin into the net. Attack error. And the point's going to go to UTAN. That was a long rally. UTAN got the point. GCC still up by 2 in this third set. 11-9.
Both teams playing great defense so far tonight.
Ava Fry now serving. She's the freshman. The little girl. 5-5. 11-9, JCC up by 2. Lubin receives. Pass forward, Wolinsek. Set for the back row to Beathy. Beathy couldn't get that one. Now Dakota. They've got Dakota up in the front row where she does the damage. Here's a set to Lubin. Lubin had it partially blocked. They'll try her again. Lubin with another swing. This time tried to put it to the left rear corner. Couldn't get it. Now Fry comes across to Dakota. And Dakota with the kill. Got it down between Beathy and Schmidt in the back row. 11-10. Johnson County's lead. They were up by 3. Now they lead by 1 here in the third set, even at one set apiece. Continuing to serve back there is Ava Fry. The set out of the back row to Beathy. Beathy is wide of the mark to the left. No touch. Point goes to UTAN. And we're even in set number 3 at 11 apiece. What a volleyball match we've got going tonight here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the state tournament. Ava Fry with the serve. Smith passes forward to Wolinsek. Set to Lubin. Lubin down the left side, and it's out. They say just wide of the mark. No, they overrule it. It's going to be overruled. The up official. I thought so. From my angle, it looked like it was in.
Yeah,
I thought it was in. All right, 12-11, Johnson County Central up by 1. The up official overruled the line judge. Serving is Sophia Smith. the libero. Smith served to the back row in the corner left side. They come over to the near to Charlie Weider is in the lineup now. Weider puts a nice soft ball across. Beatty from the back row. Set goes across to Fry. Fry with a set to Coda. Great job by Smith. Smith passes it forward. Wellensek goes across. Wellensek gets it over to... And the kill is going to be by Lubin. Harley Lubin got the kill. She was doing battle one-on-one over there with Jersey Daniels. JCC with a little bit of momentum now. Back up by two, 13-11. Serving for the Thunderbirds again will be Sophia Smith. Smith in the black jersey, everybody else in red. Smith's a libero. Oh, just cleared the tape. Got it over. We're going to get a free ball back. Smith passes forward to Wellensek. Wellensek shoots Lubin. Lubin with a kill. Got it into the right rear corner. Lubin put that one in at a sharp angle across the court. It was touched. Timeout's going to be taken by U10. 14-11. JCC with the momentum up by three. We're even at one set apiece. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we wouldn't be here without a few of our sponsors, including Johnson Quick Stop, Johnson County Hospital, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and Napa Auto Parts of Tecumseh.
Aren't you glad you tuned in to Sunny 101.3 tonight for this one? This is some match. Johnson County up 14-11 here in the third set. We're even at one set apiece, serving for the Thunderbirds, Sophia Smith. There's Smith served to the back row left corner. They pass it forward to Fry. Fry sets Dakota. Oh, great job getting it out, but Dakota's going to get the kill. Going down after that on the dig was Riley Wellensek, but it went over the net and out of bounds. Point goes to U10. 14-12. The lead is two for Johnson County in this third set. Miley Dakota, the star of their show, is serving. Goes to Lubin. They set Weber. Weber's going to get the kill. Molly Weber will step up here when they need her, and she just did it that time.
And once again, the block going out to Lubin, who has 11 kills of her own, but then you set it to Weber. There's nobody there.
Side out comes back to Johnson County Central with Reese Carter coming in to serve. Carter, just a sophomore. There's Reese's serve to the back row middle. They send it across the near side to Coda out of the back row. Nice job by Carter to get that one. Got it down! And Reese Carter is going to get a kill out of that one. She won, happy sophomore, right in front of our table, jumping up and down. She turned to her teammates and said, did you see that? Reese Carter serving 16-12. JCC up by four in the third set. Carter serves to the back row. Jersey Daniels passes it forward. Teterman to the back row. Schmidt, here's a set again to Lubin. Lubin, oh, nice swing by Lubin, but couldn't get there. Free ball comes back. Reese Carter gets it to Wellensek. Wellensek won the job with the net. Wellensek was going up there head-to-head once again with Jersey Daniels and just one out stronger.
And that looked like it was going to be an overpass, so great job there by Wellensek.
Yep, 17-12. JCC with the momentum in this third set. Up by five with Reese Carter serving. Carter served to the back row to the libero. They pass it forward to Fry. Fry comes forward with it. Oh, great save here by Wellensack. Reese Carter gets the free ball across the net. Great effort. Ball tips and comes down, and the point's going to go to Johnson County Central. Credit Reese Carter for having an effect on this whole rally. She made a great save right here in front of our table. And she is smiling. I would be too.
A little bit of separation here for the T-Bird.
Yeah, 18-12. Biggest lead of Johnson County's efforts here in this third set. Up by six now. Carter continues to serve. Oh, that time they got it down with the kill on the far side. Liliana Hancock, that's a name we haven't called. A 5'5 freshman in there somehow got that one to drop. Point goes to U10. The lead is still five for Johnson County Central, 18-13 in set number three. Serving for U10, the The chief, this is Ellison Kirchman. Kirchman. Lubin picks it up, passes back, row set to Beathy with the kill. Beathy put that one right in the face of Madison Wilson out of the back row. For Beathy, 23 kills, and we haven't even played three complete sets. Big night for Beathy. Lubin serving. Harley Lubin puts it to the back. Across it comes. Wilson, that's going to be too strong. Hancock, rather. Liliana Hancock. Too much gunpowder. That was out by about 2 feet. Johnson County, 13 to 20. They're up 20 to 13 in this third set. Dakota passes forward. There's a swing by Teterman, and Teterman's going to get the kill. Emmy Teterman, 5'7 junior, outside hitter. She's a second leading attacker on this team. Came into the tournament with 104 kills on the season. So now serving is Morgan Long for the Chieftains. It's 20 to 14. JCC up by six here. Like to close this thing out. Long goes to the back row. Lubin pass to Beathy. Beathy with the swing. Beathy almost got a kill. Nice save in the back row. Carter passes forward. There's Molly Weber with a kill. Molly Weber put it down. You gotta love watching what Molly Weber is able to do simply because they're concentrating on Beathy and Lubin.
Fifth kill of the night for Weber.
Timeout taken by UTAN. 21-14. Johnson County trying to close out this third set. We'll be back in a half a minute right here on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
For this broadcast of Johnson County Central Volleyball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber for being the presenting sponsor of our live coverage of state tournament volleyball. Molly Weber will be back to serve for Johnson County. The Thunderbirds up 21-14 here in this third set. We're even at one set apiece. Weber serve, clears the net to the back row. Long sets it to the middle to Coda. Now they're going to set Beathy in the front row and she'll put it down. I talk about the 45-degree angle. That one was coming down at, 60 degrees? Way down. Man, that was something. That was a slam dunk. 22-14, Johnson County, 3 points away from taking this third set. Molly Weber serves to the back row. It'll be set by Long. Josh to the net. Walenchek goes to Beathy. Oh, Beathy had an opportunity there, couldn't get it down. There's a swing by Fry. Goes off of Weber, and the point will go to UTAN. 22-15, Johnson County, 3 points away, up by seven in this third set. Weber sits down, back in from Sophia Smith, the libero, playing the back row. The serve comes back to Lubin. Lubin comes forward to Wellensack, finds Beathy. Beathy puts it across court, dug out in the back row. Dakota with a swing goes down the net, and it's going to be in. Okay, they say it got down. Point goes to UTAN.
Nothing rolled down the net and then fell right on the line.
22-16. Johnson County's lead now trimmed to six. They're three away from taking this third set. Lubin, she's got to be getting tired of receiving those serves. Wellenchek puts a free ball across. There's Long. Long sets Fry. Fry gets the kill. I think 90% of the serves have gone to Lubin tonight.
And you have to wonder if it's something they saw on film, something they've seen early in the set here, but they are serving their heart.
Trying to make it look, they've changed it up here a little bit. All right. Carter puts it forward. And a great job at the net by Miley Dakota. And now the momentum has switched to the Chieftains. They have a 3-0 run here. Timeout taken Johnson County Central. 22-18, JCC up by four in set number three. We're back in a half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch, to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Attention, I want to take just a moment, folks. Look up MSC Radio. It's an app. You can load it onto your phone from any app store. It's a free app. MSC Radio. You can hear all of our broadcasts crystal clear using your telephone as your radio. 22-18, JCC up by four. Here's the serve. Received by Reese Carter. Passes forward to Wolinczak, set to Beefy. Beefy with the swing. Saved at the net. They dig it out. Dakota with a big swing. Smith with a great job in the back row to dig it out. Again, they sent Beathy. Beathy goes cross court to the back corner. They got it. Here's Dakota's swing. Off the block. Point goes to Utan. Here come the Chieftains.
There's that defense by the Chieftains again.
That's a 4-0 run now. It was 22-15. JCC was up by 7. The Chieftains have gone on a 4-0 run to get back within three now at 22-19. All right. Here's the serve from Teeterman. They'll set Beathy. Beathy puts it across. She got the kill. Now Beathy's got his 25 kills now. And we haven't played three complete sets. 23-19, Johnson County, 2 points away. The important number is that's four up there. All the kills in the world for Beathy don't do you any good unless you're winning sets. Serving is Riley Wolinczak. Almost had the ace. Long dug it out. They get it to Fry. Back row, Lubin. Passes forward, Wolinczak. Set to Beathy. Beathy with another kill into the corner. 26 kills for Ashley Beathy. This will be set point for Johnson County. 24-19. JCC up by 5. First set point here in set number 3. Serving is Riley Wolinczak. Wolinczak serve. Back row, deep corner, left side. They'll set Dakota. Dakota with the swing. Nice job by Smith to get the pass forward to Beathy. Beathy with the swing and the kill. And that closes out set number 3 for Johnson County. 25-19. JCC goes up 2-1. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with set number 4. Right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh. Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bin Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh, at The Grain Bin.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
Locally owned and operated since 1965, Brinkman's is committed to serving Southeast Nebraska. We deliver exceptional service from the moment you enter our showroom or visit our website throughout the life of your vehicle and beyond. For any service, parts, or vehicle purchases, we look forward to seeing you in our dealership in the near future. Go Thunderbirds!
The the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Now, just past the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more formally known, I guess. I want to remind you that we will have Missouri eight-man playoff football for you here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, live from Rockport. The Rockport Blue Jays hosting the Thunder of Nottoway Valley. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game is set for 6:40. That'll be live from Rockport. Dylan will be joining me for that one, and we'll be putting on our football here instead of softball tomorrow night. Hopefully, we'll be back here tomorrow afternoon with the Thunderbirds if they can close this thing out. Johnson County now up 2-1. JCC won the first set 25-17, lost the second one 25-17, won set 3-25-19.
As we get set to start the fourth set here, special shout out to a few of our sponsors, the Grain Bin and Tecumseh Rink Seed over in Kettle Hake, Brinkman Brothers, Weary Mortuary, Kerner Ace Hardware, and Tecumseh Federal Bank.
We start set number four with Harley Lubin back to serve. Lubin with the flat-footed serve that time, drops it short to the near side. Fry. Skid didn't touch it, but they're going to say it was in. Point goes to UTAN. So UTAN starting off this fourth set as they did the first and third with the lead here early. Serving is Teeterman. Lubin passes forward, well in set. Well in set, Kamali Weber. Weber got a touch. Oh, she had a touch. They're going to say it was out and no touch. Coaches shaking their heads across the way. Boy, it looked like Weber put that off of a touch.
And there was a lot. All the time.
Point UTAN, 2-0. All right, they pass it forward. Well in set. Set to Beefy. Beefy. They got it up and over the net. Weber, again they set to Beefy. Beefy puts it, she gets the ball back. Wolicek, again will set Beefy. Beefy goes to the back row this time. They handle it, but barely. There's Dakota, back row, Lubin. Lubin passes forward, Beefy. Beefy with a kill. 2-1, UTAN up by one in set number four. Now going back to serve will be Molly Weber. Weber, 5'10", a junior. Hitting 355 at the net here on the season. That's just pretty darn efficient. She'll try and even up here. 2-1, UTAN is up. There's Weber serve. Hits the tape, got it over the net. Long sets it to Dakota. Not able to handle it as Weber here at our table. Point goes to UTAN. These Chieftains are a scrappy group here. They will not go away, Dylan.
They play good defense. They serve well. They pass well, and two of the things you got to do if you want to attack is pass well and serve well.
Kenzie Govier back to serve. Kenzie, a senior. She's a little barrel on this team. 5'7 senior. Govier waiting to serve. Couple of subs checking in here now. Subbing in. Teeterman back in. Also back onto the floor comes Madison Wilson, a senior middle hitter. UTAN starting to sub rather freely here. Don't see a lot of that on the Johnson County side. All right, here's the serve to the back row. Beefy receives, passes forward, Wolicek, set to Beefy. Beefy, they had to chase that one down, but they got it back. Schmidt passes forward, Wolicek, set to Beefy. Beefy with a swing to the back corner, and they dug it out. They're doing a great job of defense. Dakota got it down in front of Sophia Schmidt. Dakota with the kill. UTAN goes up 4-1 here in set number four. JCC leads 2-1. Serving, Kenzie Govier. The UTAN Chieftains came in here 21-7, the number 8 seed. Lubin receives a set, passes forward to Wolicek, who sets Beefy. Beefy's big swing is dug out. Dakota with the swing. Into the net. Attack error by Dakota. Point Johnson County Central.
And Dakota didn't take a full swing on that one that time. She kind of tried to tip it over just a little bit and just didn't have enough on it.
All right, serving for the Thunderbirds, Riley Wolicek, the sophomore. 4-2, UTAN up by two in this fourth set. Wolicek goes to the back row corner, over pass. Beefy didn't have to do a thing. It just dropped there in front of Morgan Long off the net. Point goes to Johnson County. Riley Wolicek with the ace serve there. She'll have another serve coming. Try and even the set up. 4-3. UTAN up by one. There's Wolicek. Serve to the back row. Oh, it's going to be long. Service error. for Walenchek. Point goes to U10. 5-3, U10 in set number four, up by two. JCC leading 2-1. Beatty with 28 kills in this match. There's the serve. Beatty digs it out, pass to Walenchek. Set to Beatty. Blocked back nicely by Madison Wilson. And that's the third or fourth time tonight that Madison Wilson has got up and blocked a big swing there by Beatty. The ball went out off the block, though, so the point goes to Johnson County. Stan corrected there. She tried to block it, but it went out off the block. 5-4. UTAN by one. Beatty serving. Govier picks it up in the back row. Free ball comes across. Walenchek sets it. Now the set goes over to Lubin. Lubin's swing won't drop. Dakota goes to the back row. Beatty's there to get it. Walenchek again sets Lubin. Lubin and a net violation. They got into the net across the way. And the point goes to Johnson County. We're even at 5 apiece. You hear the Johnson County section behind us reminding her that you can't do that. Just in case she didn't know. We're even at 5 apiece. Set number 4. Beatty serving. Hard serve to the back row. There's Fry with the set. 2 Fry going to come toward our table. Great job. Weber got it. They get it back into fourth court by Beatty. A free ball comes across Dakota. Blocked nicely by Bobadilla. Bobadilla and Angel Buchanan. It was Buchanan that saved that one a minute ago here. She's just a sophomore. Came over and got it right in front of our table.
The third block of the night for Bobadilla. She's been huge on a couple of those.
Bobadilla, great job. 6-5 now. JCC has the lead in set number 4, up by 1. Beatty continues to serve out of that back row. Fry will set it. Set it to the Dakota on the far side. Dakota, too long. It's out in the back row. Point goes to Johnson County Central. You feel a little bit of a momentum switch now here in this fourth set. JCC up by 2-7-5 with Ashley Beatty serving for the Thunderbirds. Beatty comes forward with the serve. Goes to the back corner. Barely picked up back there. They'll come to the near side with it. Oh, Lubin has to chase after. Beatty tries to get the free ball. Not quite over the net. They couldn't get it. She and Angel Buchanan were chasing this volleyball. Point goes to U10. 7-6. U10 back within one. That's Miley Dakota, their star. She's back here serving for the Chieftains of U10. Great job in the back row. Oh, they missed communication. Picking it up back there was Sophia Smith. She passed it forward, and her teammates just stood and watched it fall between them. Dakota continues to serve. We're even at 7 apiece now in set number 4. Here's Dakota's serve to Lubin. Lubin back corner. They set Beatty out of the back row. Beatty just got it over the tape. Now Fry comes to the set out of the back row. Blocked by Bobadilla. Up by Lubin. Lubin passes to Walenchek. Set back to Lubin. Lubin off the block in the back row. Picked up by Govier. Govier gets it forward to the near side. And it's going to go off of Angel Buchanan. The point goes to U10. U10 up by one now, 8-7.
Great court vision on the tip over there for U10.
Miley Dakota continues to serve the Chieftains on a 3-0 run now. There's Lubin receiving the serve. Set out of the back row to Beatty. She hammers it into the back row. Are they going to chase it down? Yes, they did. Free ball. Beatty passes to Walenchek. Walenchek sets across to Lubin with a kill. Harley Lubin came down with a look of determination on her face as she just got her 13th kill of the match. She's got 13. Beatty's got 29. Am I looking at that right? All right, we're even at 8 apiece in set number 4. JCC is up 2-1, if you're just checking in with us. Sophia Smith, service error goes into the net, and the point goes to U10. U10 right back up by 1, 9-8. We're live tonight, Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, the epicenter of Husker, all things Husker sports, men's and women's basketball, occasionally even a volleyball game in here. Serving, Allison Kirchman. Kirchman to the back row. Lubin passes forward. Walenchek set to Molly Weber. She got it down. Weber found an opening in the corner, left rear corner, right between defenders. They were all waiting for Lubin over on the other side, and then Molly Weber. You sometimes wonder why they don't do that more often.
That's about 3 or 4 times tonight that's happened.
Yeah. all even at 9 apiece in this fourth set. Serving is Reese Carter. Carter's serve barely dug out back here. They're going to have a struggle to get it across. Okay, to Lubin. They're going to set Lubin. Lubin with a swing looking for the back corner. They dug it out back there. Dakota out of the back row. Great job by Sophia Smith to dig it out to Lubin. Lubin puts it back across to the back row. Can't get it. Fry sets it into the middle. And a great job up front by Madison Wilson. That's one of her first kills of the night, but she got her down. 10-9. U-10 up by one. Just when you thought Johnson County had a little momentum shift, U-10 comes battling right back into this thing. Morgan Long will serve for the Chieftains. 10-9, Chieftains leading the Thunderbirds. Lubin receives the serve, passes it forward, the set to Lubin. Lubin with a little off-balance swing at it. Now Dakota, that's Teterman, not able to handle it back there as Smith. Beatty made a great effort to try and get there and couldn't. It's 11-9 now. Chieftains up by two in the fourth set. Johnson County leads it 2-1.
Once again, the Chieftains really serving Lubin hard. As we have a little break here in the action, thank a couple of our sponsors, Community Medical Center, Auburn Insurance Service, Western National Bank, and Sharp Auction Service.
Madison Long serving now for the Chieftains. They're up 11-9 in this fourth set. Long serve. Comes to Lubin, passes it forward. Back row set to Beefy. Beefy with the kill off the touch. 30 kills tonight for Beefy. And if you think that's something, over on the other court, Oakland Craig's Ray has 36 kills, and her sister, apparently another Ray, has 17. Lubin to serve. Into the back. Long sets it. That's going to be Long. The big swing by Jersey Daniels. No touch point, Johnson County. We're even at 11 apiece in this fourth set. Johnson County does not want to play a fifth set here tonight. They got more volleyball tomorrow, hopefully. In the back row, picked up back there by Dakota. They pass it forward to Fry. In the back row, Lubin. Forward to Wellensack. Set to Beefy. Up by Weber. Pass to Wellensack. Set to Beefy. Beefy to the back corner. They had to dive to dig it out. Near side, Teterman. Great job, Smith. Pass goes forward. Set to Weber. Weber couldn't get it down. And they're going to have a free ball coming across. Tipped across. Beefy. Comes to Wellensack. Set to Beefy. It's blocked. Great job, Wellensack. Chase it down. Smith sets to Beefy. Beefy to the corner. Couldn't get it down. Now Long sets. A great up. Smith puts it. Free ball by Beefy across. Long rally this time. Again, Long sets it. To Fry. Fry tips it across. Picked up. Weber. They get it back. It'll be four touches. And the point goes to U-10. U-10 breaks the tie and goes up 12-11 in set number four. JCC leads 2-1. A long rally that time. U-10 got the point. Emmy Teterman to serve. Here's Teterman serve. Into the net. Service error. Point Johnson County. We're even at 12 apiece in this fourth set. That will send Molly Weber back to the line to serve for your Thunderbirds. Johnson County Central Thunderbird Volleyball. What a great time we're having tonight in Lincoln. Molly Weber serve. Almost got the ace. They dug it out, but barely. Dakota. Dakota with the kill. She is hard to stop over here on this left side. She put it down and puts U-10 back up by one once again. At 13-12, Johnson County had a two-point lead at one point. I don't think U-10's ever been up by more than two either. Serving Kenzie Gover. Gover. The set to Beefy. Beefy tips it across with the kill. Beefy has 31 kills in the match. We are tied at 13 apiece. Johnson County is up 2-1 as we play here in the fourth set. And that's the situation. As Walter Cronkite used to say, and that's the way it is. Here we go. Long with the set to Fry. Back row. Wellensack picks it up. Pass goes across. That's going to be out. And the point's going to go to U-10. U-10 goes back up by 1-14-13. You have no idea who Walter Cronkite is, do you?
This set kind of has that feeling of who's going to have that separation first.
Showing my age here, Dylan. Back to serve. Emmy Teterman. There's the pass. The set comes across to Beefy. Beefy couldn't get that one down. Obadiah goes back to Beefy. Beefy across with the set. Goes off the tip. Now Dakota with a free ball, back row, chasing it down is Lubin, set to Beathy. Beathy just puts a free ball across the net in the middle. Great job there, picked up that time by Angel Buchanan. There's another set to Beathy. Beathy got it down with a kill. Ashley Beathy is just taking this team on her back and trying to carry them to a state tournament win here.
And over on the south court, Oakland Grid, the 7 seed, knocks off the 2 seed, Guardian Angel Central Catholic, 3-1.
And wow, that's big news, because Guardian Angel was going to be the big challenge perhaps to JCC. The number 2 seed is out of the tournament, folks. Johnson County Central can worry about that at a later date. Right now, they just got to get out of this slugfest that they're having here with U10. Guardian Angel came in the number 2 seed. They were 28-3, and Oakland Craig, the number 7 seed, just eliminated them.
We got a little break in the action here, so I want to thank a couple of our sponsors tonight. Johnson Quick Stop, Johnson County Hospital, Chief Drug and Tecumseh, and Napa Auto Parts of Tecumseh.
We had an injury over there. Somebody had blood on a knee or what, but they're doing a lot of switching around and substituting here, the Chieftains. We're going to see Aniston Hagee in the lineup for the first time. A sophomore defensive specialist. Hagee has not been in the ballgame.
And it looks like the player to go out is Ava Fry.
Fry bumped
her head a little bit when her and another player went to dive for it.
She's been a big part of this offense. Fry is one of their 2 setters. So we're going to have Aniston Hagee, 5'8 sophomore, making her first appearance in the state tournament. And quite frankly, Aniston looks scared. Awfully wide-eyed as she lines up in here. We're tied at 14 apiece in set number 4. Johnson County Central leading 2-1, serving Ashley Beathy. Beathy has 32 kills in this match. There's Beathy served to the back row. They may look for a Hagee back there. There's Dakota. Great job of the back row by Smith. Pass forward. Out of the back row, they go to Beathy. Beathy just dinks that one across. Free ball comes back to Beathy. Beathy passed to Wolensek. Wolensek sets it to Lubin. Lubin thought she was going to get it down there. Yes, she did. A double touch. Lubin with the kill. Marley Lubin's having a great night. She's got 14 kills tonight.
Going to call her for a lift there, and the UTM coach didn't like that call.
15-14, JCC up by 1 here in set number 4. Ashley Beathy serving. Beathy trying to go for an ace there, but they dug it out. There's a free ball, comes back. Bobadilla passes to Wolensek. Wolensek sets to Lubin. Lubin goes to the left rear corner, can't get it. They tried to dip it across. Great job of Wolensek with the save. Again, they come to Dakota. Dakota's tough to stop. Pass it back to Beathy. Beathy sets it over to Lubin. Lubin missed wing. Missed time to jump there after the set. Lubin couldn't get to it. And the point goes to U10. We're even again at 15-all. Every time it starts to feel like JCC's getting a little bit of momentum, something like that happens, and U10's right back in it.
And Fry able to check back in here. So Hagee did her job.
Well, Hagee says, can say she played in the state tournament. Look at her across the way holding her heart. It's pounding. Here's the serve out of the back row by Fry. Set to Lubin. Lubin had the big swing block. Now they'll set Beathy out of the back row. Beathy tries to just dink one in. And
they're
going to
call a back row attack on Beathy.
Yeah, they're going to call it on Beathy, and the point's going to go to U10. U10 back up by 116-15. Starting to get the feel this puppy's going to come right down to the wire, don't you? Serving, Emily Teterman. Teterman in the back row. Smith passes forward. Wolensek. Wolensek sets the Lubin. Great block across the way by Liliana Hancock. A 5'5 freshman got up there and somehow blocked Lubin. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. The T-Birds are down now, 17-15 here in set number 4. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're in Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of state tournament volleyball is Kurt Kilman. Kurt doing his usual fine job back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. I'm Randy Gatula describing your play-by-play. That's Dylan Hendricks seated next to me. And that is our cast of characters tonight for this presentation. Here's a situation, 17-15, UTAN leading set number four. JCC up two sets to one. Dakota with the serve to Lubin in the back row. The set out of the back row to Beethy. Beethy with the swing, couldn't get her. They'll come to the near side, Teeterman. Picked up nicely by Wolinczak. They'll set it across again to Lubin. Lubin with the swing, won't go down. Again, Teeterman. Great job by Sophia Smith. They're trying to chip one across. Was Angel Buchanan. Couldn't get it down. Back row. Wolinczak couldn't handle it. Beatty chases it down. Free ball's going to be put across by Sophia Smith. Set off to the left side. A swing and a kill. Lillian Hancock. Hancock, a freshman, just made her appearance here a little bit ago, and she's got a couple of kills.
We talked about it a few minutes ago. Who's going to find that first separation? UTAN with a three-point lead.
All right. 18-15. The UTAN Chieftains on top. Serving Dakota. Unable to handle the serve is Lubin. And I'll tell you, Lubin has received 90% of these serves or more. They go to Lubin on nearly every serve. Miley Dakota, ready to serve it once again. Looking for Lubin. Lubin receives it, passes forward to Wolinczak, back to Lubin, free ball across the net to UTAN. Fry with the set to the near side, Teeterman, picked up by Smith. Smith to Wolinczak, set, goes across to Lubin. Lubin couldn't get it to drop, thought it was going to be down. Beatty digs it out in the back row. Wolinczak sets Buchanan, and it's too strong off the back line. Buchanan a little too hard on the swing, and the point goes to UTAN. The Chieftains are the first 1-20. Here in set number four, they lead it 20-15. Johnson County needs a side out here badly. Serving is Dakota to the back row. They're going to set it out of the back row to Beatty. She looks for the back row. Overpass. Beatty's going to have to put a free ball across. Fry with the set into the middle. A little dink picked up nicely. Now they'll set it again to Lubin. Lubin with a swing and a kill. She got it off the block over there of Liliana Hancock. Lubin, 15 kills in the match. 20-16, side out Johnson County. In to serve now is Bobadilla. Bobadilla serving for JCC, down by four in set number four, 20-16. There's Bobadilla's nice soft serve into the back row. Set to the near side, Teeterman. Bobadilla couldn't get there, and they're going to say it was in. Point, UTAN. UTAN 4 points away from forcing a fifth set here, 21-16. They are up in set number four by five. In to serve now for the Chieftains, Allison Kirchman. She's the smallest girl out there, 5'4 senior. Kirchman mishandled, ace serve. Beatty and Lubin collided. No communication there. The girls are starting to look a little bit tired, to be honest. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. It's 22-16. UTAN up by six. We're back in half a minute. You're enjoying Johnson County Central Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 40 years, Kurtner Ace Hardware in Tecumseh has been your hometown hardware headquarters. Family owned and operated, where customer service always comes first. From paint to plumbing, electrical to housewares. If you need it, chances are we've got it. And we're proud supporters of Johnson County Central Athletics. Because around here, it's a great day to be a Thunderbird. Stop in today. Kurtner Ace Hardware in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Oakland Craig has already upset the number two seed Guardian Angel Central Catholic over on the other court. Right now, UTAN trying to do the same thing to the number one seed JCC. 22-16. We're back to live action. Buchanan into the net. Couldn't get it across. Point, Utan. 23-16. Utan 2 points away from forcing a fifth set in this first round, 1-8 of the C2 state tournament. Serving, Ellison Kirchman for the Utan Chieftains. Kirchman served. Smith, overpass. Ball back free. Smith, again, couldn't handle it. Smith and Buchanan collided. Johnson County Central having some communication issues. This will be set point for Utan. First set point, 24-16. The Chieftains lead it. Ellison Kirchman to serve. Set point. Beefy, back row, passes forward. Set to Weber. Weber with the swing. Couldn't get it. Fry with the set. Dakota. Dakota is out. Point Johnson County Central. Johnson County Central survives the first set point of set number four. The T-Birds are up 2-1. The score now 24-17. JCC needs a big run here. In to serve. Reese Carter. Carter serving for Johnson County Central to the back row. Fry with the set to the middle. Blocked away. Point goes to Utan. Set goes to Utan. 25-17. Utan takes set number four. We are even at 2 sets apiece. We'll go to a fifth set. It'll be a sprint to 15 right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Looking for a bank that feels like home? At Tecumseh Federal Bank, we make banking personal. Whether you're opening a checking account or financing your dream home, our team offers local decision-making, local underwriting, and local servicing every step of the way. Plus, our easy-to-use switch kit helps walk you through the process of joining us. It's banking made simple with people who know your name. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sharp Auction Service is your trusted local auction partner in Southeast Nebraska. This full-service auction team specializes in agricultural assets with proven results that add a personal touch. From live and online bidding to their easy-to-use app, Sharp Auction Services makes buying and selling simple, secure, and successful. Check out upcoming auctions online at shartauction.com. Sharp Auction Service. Give Clay a call today at 402-862-5903. When your wheels need a helping hand, trust the team at Napa Auto Parts in Tecumseh. From batteries and brakes to filters, headlights, and wipers, we've got the parts to keep your car, truck, RV, or tractor running. We stock tools and equipment too, so your repair process is simple. You can order online for easy in-store or curbside pickup. Your local Napa team is ready to serve you. So stop in today and see us at the corner of Highways 50 and 136 in Tecumseh.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Dylan Hendricks back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We are even at 2 sets apiece. JCC took set number one, 25-17. UTAN took set number two, 25-17. Set three went to the Thunderbirds, 25-19. And the fourth set just completed once again, 25-17. UTAN with the win. Dylan pointed something out here. Johnson County Central has not had to play a 5-set match all season long. UTAN has only played one, and they won that one. And I'll tell you, Johnson County, we're seated courtside on their side of the court. The girls look a little bit tired here, a little bit drained. They have not been pushed to 5 sets all season. So let's see. It's a sprint to 15, win by 2. And that fifth set goes by in a hurry.
And with that sprint to 15, it's all about who pulls ahead first. You really want to get that momentum early in the set.
All right, buckle up, folks. Here we go. Set number 5, Harley Lubin to serve for Johnson County. Even at 2 sets apiece, here we go. Guardian Angel has been upset and eliminated. There's a service ace for Harley Lubin, and that's a great way to start a 15-point set. Service ace for Lubin. Lubin back to serve again. She's received nearly every serve. Trying for another ace. They'll chase it down. Three ball comes across. Lubin passes forward to Wolinczak. Set to Weber. Weber couldn't get it. They dug it out to the near side. Teterman. And that's going to go through the outstretched arms over there of Sophia Smith. Couldn't handle it. We're even at one apiece. We're in set number five. We played a 15, win by two. Serving for UTAN is Emmy Teterman. Teterman serve. Lubin in the back row. Pass to Wolinczak. Set to Beethy. Beethy off the block. Got the kill. For Beethy. That is 33 kills tonight for Johnson County Central. 2-1. JCC up by one here in set number five. Molly Weber to serve for your Thunderbirds. Here's Molly Weber serve to the back row corner. They had to come after it to the near side. Dakota. Dakota got it down in the back. Reese Carter got caught looking at it. Point goes to UTAN. We're even at two apiece. Going to come right down to the wire, folks. Kenzie Govier will serve for the Chieftains. We're even at two. Govier to serve. Into the back to Lubin. Lubin passes forward to Wolinczak. Set to Beethy. Beethy couldn't get it down. Hit it across. Now Dakota to the back row. Lubin passes forward. Wolinczak. Set to Beethy. Beethy blocked off. Great block across the way by UTAN. Madison Wilson. She's had three or four blocks like that on Beethy. UTAN goes up by one here in the fifth set. 3-2. Serving. Kenzie Govier. It's 3-2. UTAN leading set number five. Here comes Kenzie serve. Into the back row. Picked up by Lubin. Chasing after it. It's an ace serve. The ball ended up into the crowd. Lubin flipped it up. And Wolinczak couldn't get there. Now it's a two-point lead for UTAN. 4-2. We only go to 15. These early leads are important in a 15-point match. Kenzie Govier. To Lubin. Lubin passes forward to Beethy. Beethy tips it across. Not going to get it down. Now Dakota with the swing off the block. Point UTAN. UTAN is up 5-2. Johnson County Central. A little bit snake right now. In set number five, their first five-set match of the year, they're down 5-2. Govier continues to serve. They put it forward to Beethy. Beethy's going to have to put a free ball across the net. There's Long with the set. A little dink picked up nicely by Smith. Smith sets Beethy. Beethy tries to dink one across. Dakota picks it up, and the point drops. The kill goes to Beethy. Beethy has 34 kills. More importantly, it's 5-3. Johnson County is back within two now in this fifth set. Serving, Riley Wolinczak. So important to get this ball over the net. Riley Wolinczak, serve. Service error into the net. I'm sorry, Riley. Point, UTAN. 6-3. The UTAN Chieftains. Up by three in set number five. Johnson County awaiting the serve of Ava Fry. There's Fry's serve. Beethy receives it. The set comes to Beethy. Beethy with the big swing to the back corner left side. They dug it out. Fry comes to Dakota. Dakota with the swing. Back row. Lubin. Set goes to Beethy. Beethy with a kill down the left side. 35 kill for Ashley Beethy. JCC fighting their way back. It within two now. 6-4 with Beethy back to serve in the back row. 6-4. A two-point lead for UTAN. Ashley Beethy, the senior, with the serve, drops it into the left corner. They'll have to chase it down back there. It'll be a free ball. Dakota picked up nicely by Wolinczak. They'll set it to Lubin. Lubin puts a free ball across. Now UTAN gets a shot at it. There's Dakota's swing. She got it down in the left corner. The kill to Dakota. What do you got for Dakota on kills here?
Dakota's up to 21 on the night.
21. 7-4, UTAN, a race to 15, UTAN is up by 3, Dakota back to serve, here's Dakota serve from the back to the corner, Lubin passes forward, Wolinczak gets it to Lubin, she just tips it across, now Dakota with the swing, Teterman blocked nice by Bobadilla, They pick it up, though. Here's a free ball, comes across Beattie, passes forward. Wolinczak set to Lubin. Lubin down the left side off the touch, got the kill. Harley Lubin with the kill. She's got 16 on the night. Johnson County back within two, 7-5. They need to switch this. They can't keep trading points, though. You're down by two, down by three, down by two. Now back to serve. Sophia Smith, a sophomore libero playing here in the state tournament. Smith serve over the net into the back row. Fry with the set out of the back. Here's a tip that comes to Wolinczak. The set goes across to Lubin. Lubin with a swing looking for the back corner of the left side. They got it dug out to the near side. Tiedemann. Tiedemann got it down with the kill in front of Smith. 8-5. And again, Johnson County just looks a little bit fatigued. And I don't mean that to sound critical. I'm just telling you what I see here, folks. They look a little bit winded, a little bit fatigued, but still battling nevertheless here. Back to serve, Ellison Kirchman. 8-5 now. UTAN up by three in set number five. Kirchman. Lubin receives, passes forward, Wolinczak. Set to Lubin. Lubin swing down the side, off the touch. Point, Johnson County Central. Harley Lubin is stepping up when she needs to. She's got 17 kills now. It's 8-6. The lead is two for UTAN. Serving, Reese Carter for Johnson County Central. Here's Carter serve. Into the back row, deep corner, left side. It's going to be a free ball across the net. Beattie passes forward to Wolinczak. Wolinczak got the deep! Wolinczak caught him sleeping. Everybody was waiting for her to set Lubin, and she just flipped it across the net, right in the donut hole. Hopefully that'll be a momentum changer. 8-7, JCC back within one. Great job there. Great job by Riley Wolinczak. The serve and the swing in the middle. And it's going to go down with the kill. The kill for UTAN by Jersey Daniels. 9-7, UTAN up by two. This is the all-important set number five here. Serving is Morgan Long for the UTAN Chieftains. Here's Long coming forward with her jump serve. Lubin receives, passes forward, set out of the back row to Beattie into the net. An attack error by Beattie. When you can least afford it, makes it 10-7. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson County Central. They trail by three, 10-7 in set five. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Set the stage for you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The score 10-7. UTAN up by three. We're in set number five. Morgan Long will be serving, coming out of that timeout by the Thunderbirds. Lubin, Beattie, and Smith in the back row waiting to receive this serve. And it's going to go off the net and drops in front of Beattie. Point goes to UTAN. An ace serve that hit the tape and then dropped in front of Beattie, and that's impossible to defend. 11-7. It's a four-point lead. UTAN in the driver's seat right now here in this fifth set. Morgan Long serving. Long to Lubin in the back row. Pass to Molly Weber. Molly Weber got blocked. Wolinczak. The ball is tipped away. Wolinczak sets it across. Josh to the net. Lubin got it across. Now out of the back, they'll come with Dakota on the swing. Schmidt picks it up. They set it to Lubin. Lubin with a swing. She'll get the kill off the block. Johnson County not going to go away. They're still alive. Down by three. 11-8 here.
And that gets Ashley Beattie back into the front row here.
Beattie in the front row where they need her. It's 11-8. Lubin served to the back. Long will set it. Long to the left side. Tiedemann. Tiedemann off the block gets the kill. It's 12-8. UTAN, 3 points away from eliminating the number one seed, Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Thunderbird's still alive. They're down by 4, 12-8. Serving is Emily Teterman. Back row. They pass it forward. Well and set. Sets Beethy. Beethy got it across but couldn't get it down. They'll set it to Dakota. Dakota almost got it down. Great dig by Smith. And a ball is going to drop on Johnson County's side, and the point goes to UTAN. UTAN up 13-8. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. We're going to keep it here live at Pinnacle Arena during this timeout and update you on how this has all transpired. First of all, on the other side of the curtain over here, the number 2 seed, Guardian Angel, has been eliminated by the number 7 seed, Oakland Craig. Right now, the number 1 seed, Johnson County Central, in danger of being eliminated by number 8, UTAN. JCC took set number 1, 25-17. UTAN answered in set 2, 25-17. Johnson County took the third set, 25-19. UTAN came right back again with a 25-17 victory in set 4. And now we are sitting here in set number 5, UTAN 2 points away from moving on and eliminating Johnson County Central. They lead it 13-8. JCC has not lost a match this year. They are 31-0. The Chieftains came in here 21-7. Emily Teterman, Emmy, is serving for the Chieftains. Teterman serve, received by Lubin. Pass forward to Wolinsek, set to Beefy. Beefy goes to the back corner, couldn't get it, an overpass. Beefy is there and kept it down, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. Thunderbird's still alive, folks. Don't go away. Scoot up a little closer to your radio here. We need some help. 13-9. KCC back within 4. Molly Weber serving for the Thunderbirds. T-Bird trying to battle back here. Here's Weber's serve. Hits the net. They try to play it. They'll have a swing at it. Picked up. Chasing after Bobadilla. Free ball put across by Weber. They're going to send it to Dakota on the near side. Dakota with a big swing. Off the block. Point goes to UTAN. Set and match point coming up for the UTAN Chieftains. 14-9, your score. This is set and match point for UTAN. Serving, Kenzie Govier. 14-9, your score. In the back row, Beefy receives. They set to Beefy. On the left side, Beefy with a swing. Got it down and a kill. Point Johnson County. JCC just keep battling back. They won't go away. 14-10 now. Serving for Johnson County Central is Riley Wolinsek. Wolinsek to serve for the Thunderbirds. It's 14-10. Second match point. Off the front of the tape. They can't handle it. Ace serve. 14-11. JCC battling back. Riley Wolinsek with an ace serve when they needed it desperately. 14-11. This will be the third match point for UTAN. Wolinsek serve into the corner left side. They'll set to Dakota. Dakota with a swing. She got it down. And there is the match. 15-11 is your score in set number 5. The UTAN Chieftains have upset the number 1 seeded Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, who were 31-0 coming into this one. And that is despite a 37-kill effort tonight by Ashley Beefy. She ended with 37 kills. Harley Lubin finished with 18 in the match. A heartbreaking loss for your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, but what a season they've had. They'll finish the year at 31-1. And they get upset in 5 here by the UTAN Chieftains. And that means that both the number 1 seed and the number 2 seed in the C2 state tournament have been eliminated here in the first round. Don't go away. We're going to take a 1-minute break and we'll come back with a recap of this volleyball match after this 1-minute timeout. You've been listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Well, a heartbreaking loss here for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds as they are defeated 3-2 here by the UTAN Chieftains, the number 8 seed in this tournament. Johnson County Central falls 25-17, 17-25, 25-19, 17-25, and 15-11. In that fifth and deciding set. UTAN Chieftains with the win improved their record now to 22-7. They will move on in the bracket here in Class C2, where they will face Oakland or face the winner of the Freeman Thayer Central game that's coming up here shortly. Our friends from Freeman getting ready to face off with Thayer Central. But let's talk just a little bit about this Thunderbird volleyball team. 31-1 on the year, and I know right now, Dylan, those young ladies, their hearts are broken. They're back in the locker room. Probably can't believe this happened to them. But when they look back on this a few years from now, they're going to say, 31-1, you know, we weren't too bad. Set-wise, they ended up losing 3 sets tonight. Coming into this, they had only lost 5 sets all season. They had never been in a 5-set match. I mentioned I saw a little bit of a sign of fatigue. I did not mean that to be critical in any way, shape, or form. I was not criticizing. I just observing that they looked just a little bit winded there toward the end when they got into that fifth set. They end up playing 86 sets of volleyball and winning 78 of them. 78-8 is sets, 31-1. Individual performances, well, Ashley Beefy, she came in here tonight with 533 kills on the season. She ends up with 570. That's right, she had 37 kills in tonight's match. Harley Lubin did a great job. She came in 264 on the season. She finishes with 282 kills for the season. Tell you what, Johnson County Central is going to miss those seniors. Charlotte Bobadilla did a great job. Sage Rother, a senior on this team. Harley Lubin, Ashley Beefy. We can't talk about what they did without mentioning Molly Weber. I lost count of Molly Weber's kills. She had 154 coming into this one. I think I looked up and saw at one point she had 7 tonight. Molly Weber played her heart out. These girls left it all on the court tonight. I mean, they are completely spent. You can see that as they were leaving the floor out here. Our congratulations to the UTAN Chieftains. They rose to the occasion. It was an interesting strategy. You mentioned, and you noticed it first, that all of the serves were going to Harley Lubin. All of them.
Yeah, and it's something that you have to wonder if it's something they saw on film, something they saw early, strategy, maybe trying to get Lubin, you know, a little bit winded and tired, but you know, they served her hard. And for the Thunderbird, it'll be hard not to stare at that one loss, you know, kind of moving forward and into the future. But, man, you really have to look at the 31 as well. That was 31 games and not just 31 wins, a dominant 31-win stretch that just unfortunately falls short here.
Well, I want to go back to what we were talking about with serving Harley Lubin. I don't know what in the world they thought they saw, because Harley Lubin does as great a job of receiving serves as anybody around that I've seen play volleyball this season. And she did a great job tonight. I think she only had 2 or 3 errors on receiving serves out of all of those serves that came her way. She was handling 99% of them with perfection out there. So that certainly was wasn't any kind of a deciding factor or anything, because she did a great job with it. But in any event, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds fall tonight to the UTAN Chieftains 3-2. So that means we will not have volleyball tomorrow here on Sunny. We will, however, have high school football for you tomorrow night. Dylan and I will be in Rockport, Missouri. Rockport hosting Nottoway Valley. Hosting Nottoway Valley, and that will be coming your way. So we'll have that for you. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame show at 6:40. So we hope you'll join us for high school football tomorrow night. Your final thoughts, Dylan, as the band drowns us out here.
You know, it's a disappointing end to a very good season, but something that the T-Birds, I think, will look back on and be proud of.
Well, we can't even hear each other here. We're right in front of the band, so we do want to wish our friends of Freeman Falcons the best of luck. They're getting ready to take the floor here in just a minute. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state tournament volleyball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, and Dylan Hendricks, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the UTAN Chieftains 3, Johnson County Central 2. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.